It's Todd. Happy holidays. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy it. It doesn't have to be for any religious reason or anything. Just enjoy being with your friends. Let some of the shit go. Stuff you have to do. I gotta do that. I gotta do this. Stop. I'm giving you permission to stop. Play this for someone else at your family. Stop it. Let it go. Enjoy each other. It's hard, but do it. Alrighty. Drink a lot. Okay. Alright, so I mentioned a lot of guests we have coming up after the new year. Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention Jen Kirkman. So, now I didn't forget. Along with all the other people I mentioned. So have a nice dinner. Enjoy your friends. We're taking off next week. Right after we come back, Jimmy Pardo is our guest. He's the first one after the holiday. And that's it. Did I mention everything? Are you going to have fun? I love the pictures we've been getting. The grilled cheeses. The grilled cheeses. All righty. It's been fun. I love this podcast. It's so much fun to do. And bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I'm very high right now.
A very gosh. Funny guy, Todd Glass.
Yeah, hey, Todd. It's Nick Swartzen calling again about doing your podcast.
Hello, is Scott on the show?
Entertainer Todd Glass.
Oh, my God. People are calling
Todd.
In for your...
Hey, it's Zach.
What's Scott's last name?
No, Moran.
Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Oh, my God, is Zach Galifianakis? Comedy
Central.
All right, I don't play it for that reason.
Yeah.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan.
Oh, my God, Ryan Regan calls in? By the way, folks, this is live every week. It's not. I do this every single show, just so you enjoy it.
I don't know.
Okay, back to the bit.
You know that? Do you want me to beg?
Oh, my God, Brian Regan begs?
Is that the way you work?
He did this.
He did this last week.
What happens in a TV show is when your comedian friends pitch you an idea. No matter how absurd, you can immediately greenlight.
Oh, my God, he was...
Hello?
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors, it's the Todd Glass Show.
These guys, they're looking at, right again with being high. I have to start. I can't tell them why you see. Unless I'm honest that we just got very high, then I can't tell them something just happened. These guys know that when I get high, that I get paranoid a little bit, like who a lot of people do. So they know they can fuck with me because I still get high. So before we go on the air and I'm talking, Rory is looking at me going, stop. Like, Todd, don't do this. You're just, and then Daniel looks at me like, you've just made an awful mistake. Like, they know they can start mind fucking me, but you can't because
I'm. Doesn't seem to be working.
Well, I'm very aware. I'm trying to fight it every minute, which means it could have worked. Give me an example. The last time when my friends used to start, when they started doing this to me, is when they would go, Todd, R-R-U-U, high, oh, my, God, I'm high. And I remember going, I get it. You're supposed to make me. I wanted to let them know it wasn't working, even though it was a little. Like, I wasn't positive. So I had to overly compensate by going, oh, I'm high. I think I'm hearing things. Thinking that would totally shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would go, he's aware. And I would go, they would go, oh, my God, what are you talking about? I go, oh, you're freaking me out. And then slowly, they were so fucking good at never breaking. This was like a long time ago.
It got to you.
I would go, oh, my God, I think. They're not double talking. I think I'm hearing it that way. Like I started to. So that's the tricks people play. That's the opening of the show. And that's what you fucking get, folks.
Remember one
written.
Time,
all
Todd and
written.
I. Remember we were in Philly and we smoked a little pot after the show.
And hold on. Our guest is Rory Scovel. We'll get to him in a second. Back to you.
And we were. Coming up.
No, go ahead.
The guy who's interrupting, he interrupts horribly.
Yeah.
Horribly timed interruptions for future information just
right.
to come back.
Yeah, I could have just let him finish his story.
Yeah.
Okay,
I was almost done with it.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And we were super hungry, and we happened to run into a Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, that was unsafe. That was mean. Listen to this.
So
we go down to the lobby. We ask if there's a candy machine or something. She goes, no. And then as we're getting back in the elevator, she goes, I have Girl Scout cookies. well, I don't know. She doesn't know we're high. So to me, that's like, yeah, we fucking won them. What do you mean casually? I got Girl Scout cookies. Could that possibly do it? Yes. Are you shitting me? So look, you
what
always
flavors.
Well, we got three.
Okay.
Because we couldn't agree on the same one. So we go, we'll just get our own. And then Daniel, somehow this made sense. He goes, all right, so you'll get what you want. I'll get one. We'll share them. And then we'll get one that neither of us want. I was like, oh, yeah, it that was, sounds like a good idea.
It was so extreme to a point where you guys got, she was like, will this help?
Yeah.
Like, it'll help so much. We're going to get three boxes.
Yes. Guess what? We ate every one of them.
Yeah.
Maybe three we left because we didn't want to be gluttonous. All right. Rory.
Anyway.
Okay, so we're back.
Who's our guest, Todd? Okay,
hold.
I forgot.
Please, hold on.
Hello. Yeah, I like it when Todd tells us who's going to be coming up on other shows before he gets to the guest. And we love Rory.
All right, the caller has a point. Usually I don't agree. But what they're saying, the caller, is that they want me to say who's coming up.
Andy over-explains it every time,
hello?
Too.
Hello. Okay, so here's what's coming up in other shows. And then we get the business out of the way. That was a cold opening. That's what I'm calling it. The fuck? Okay, that was a cold opening. Now I say who's going to be on the show after. This is the special Christmas show, so mm-hmm. I want to get all the business out of the way, so then we can enjoy Rory.
Okay,
because I fucking, you know, sometimes people are afraid to tell the truth, like when it comes to being like overly like I. When Rory's around, I'm the happiest I am.
That's right.
So that's a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like, you know, you're going to have a good time when Rory comes out. I feel that way about other people too, but there's not a ton of them.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people I really. You shut the fuck.
There's no one else. Come on.
No, I'm giving you a compliment.
I know.
Oh, is there anybody else? Yes. And those are the type of people that I really like being around. It's not like there's your level and the next level sucks. No, the next level down of people you really like, it's fucking amazing too, but it's not like this. This is good because you can talk. What am I doing?
What if the whole time you're still doing this compliment though and you are being like really nice, but I'm still such a jerk that
you're,
while
you're, you're texting people.
I'm waiting.
I'm giving you the nicest compliment and you're texting.
That's what I want.
Hey, I'll go. I'm going to say
you're waiting for a lead-in question.
I feel that way being I enjoy being around Daniel the same way because we can get fucking silly, then we can get serious. We just go all over the place. Those are the type of friends you like. So anyway, there's that compliment, and just shut the fuck up, and we'll get to you in a second. That's my way of saying you're going to get to do your shit you do every time you come on here. Your sounds, your noises,
shitty.
And your bells you do. You think you're fooling anybody with that shit that I make you do and you pleasantly play along? All right, listen.
Who's coming up in the next show?
Oh, God, that's why you get the big money, the way you throw me right back on the
I want to know.
All right. And coming up, a lot.
Coming
of
up
people,
next.
Okay. Who said that?
Byron Allen.
No, but who did it?
Yeah,
just
I did
then?
It.
That was good. Coming up next. Okay, I hope I don't forget. These are all the people that I talked to over the weekend. I bumped into people that I've really wanted to do the podcast. I was glad that Anthony Jeselnik, now I'm not glad if everyone did this, just I'm glad because I actually wanted him on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give some other maniac out there, they come up to me now at parties, they're begging to get on this show. So anyway, he said, I want to do your show. And I was glad because I wanted him to do the show because you know when you hang out with someone, like when we met each other, and then you learn, oh, they're sillier than I thought they'd be. So I had fun hanging out with him one night at a party. I thought him, then Chelsea Peretti. I said, when you start talking about these people, you sound like you're being old school cheesy if you say what you really want to mean. So I love her. She's great. And then, you know, that's what you sound
it's
like.
It's becoming Regis. You're
yes,
kind of Regis.
Of course, I love her. She's great. She does a great job. Chelsea Peretti will be here. We're always excited. Well, yes, we are excited to have her. Also on the show, we have Patton Oswalt's coming up, and it's always exciting. Patton, of course, is doing very well for himself.
He's an actor now. Who?
Well, that's, you know. Hey, to be funny and to be able to, you know, Patton Oswalt, you know, we love him here.
Yeah.
We're excited to see him. And then Doug Benson, Judd Apatow.
Are you slowly dropping out of the character?
Of course I was. No, I was not dropping out of the character. So there that's all the guests. Okay, there's that. I'm a little bit all over the place, but you know what? It's the Christmas show. This is the Christmas show. This is very exciting. We have Christmas trees
in here.
That was
3 months worth of guests that you just listed.
Well, we're doing three shows a week.
It's getting very packed. 2012, watch out. Todd Glass is going to come at you strong.
It's the funny police.
All right. I'm
You're trying. Anyway.
I'm giving you plugs. I'm not trying. Are you kidding me? This is me trying. I'm trying to play along with the plugs.
Do you think this is me trying? Oh, I ain't trying. Oh, man. When I'm trying, you'll know it. Don't for one fucking second.
Don't kid yourself.
I was just trying to get you back when you were
trying to give this show a little order, all right? 1987 might have had a point. That's the guy who wrote it.
And then you find out I'm 1987.
When I listen, I do listen to the show occasionally. This show. And my nephew listens, and he said he was going to punch himself like I talk like in the face when he heard you doing the cat last time. And I listened to it. It's funny.
He said I was going to punch myself in the face.
Well, we both will talk like that. Like he hears me say it sometimes. So I'm always like, I wanted to, when something makes me laugh so hard, I want to punch somebody. I got to release how much fun I'm having. That's why if you're making me laugh at a party or something, I'll start punching you. Because it's my way of saying, well, you got to stop or I'm going to punch you. Because if you don't stop, you're going to kill me. So I'm going to either punch you harder. So if someone won't stop, I will punch them harder because I'm truly trying to get them to stop. But they won't sometimes. You know, someone knows what they're doing for you, and they know you're a little bit, you know, under the influence. Anyway. So you were doing that, and you wouldn't stop. And I remember just going, stop it. I'm not going to fuck. And the cats were trying. That's what I love. It was the cat. So guess what? This is the Christmas show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to invite you to something, and I'm going to invite Scott, who is here. And then I'm also going to invite Blake Wexler, and we're going to invite Jordan, Katie, Andrew. You think we'd fucking do anything without you? How, you know you're nuts. He's been a little insecure.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him.
Hey, buddy.
Look at
you're
him.
Over there in the VIP section. I wish I could be over there, but you won.
But you're overdoing it. Just do it natural. You're overdoing it a little. He's not.
Yeah, that section's okay. You know what? It's not everybody's trying to get in the VIP section.
Too much.
What is it?
No, listen, Lori. You're doing like a parody of it. Just he's not stupid. He's just had his feelings hurt lately. Just do it way under.
Bro. What are you gonna say over there? We were just talking about your shirt that is an awesome shirt. Like that's arrow. What is that? Oh, that's why it's awesome. Ah, nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you at all.
No, that's oh
is
my
that
God.
Too bad? That's back
you went the other way completely.
Oh, shit.
Are you shit. Shitting me?
Say something about, say it looks like his hair is thicker than usual.
Your hair looks thicker than usual. You must be sleeping better. It just usually you look like you haven't slept.
Oh, this guy cannot
really
help.
Shows in your hairline.
Yeah. He's too egotistical to ever give it completely.
Your hairline looks like you haven't slept in 5 years. Anyway, but that's fun. So here's what I'm inviting you all to, and Chris behind me. This podcast, let me tell you something. These other podcasts, they can fucking suck my dick, these other podcasts. I'm going very aggressive this year. Someone said they read a book, and you got to get rid of all the other podcasts. So I'm fucking taking them one at a time. They can all fucking, these podcasts, are you fucking shitting me? They don't even give a fuck, and I've said this before, and I'm not afraid to talk. They don't even give a shit about the people that listen. You've been to these parties, right? Haven't you? Haven't you,
what?
Rory?
Yeah.
These other podcasts?
Yes.
Where they fucking, where they just don't. Wait,
look,
I
it's not even that big a deal. Just other pocket. They just want to make a show. Why are you so mad at them?
I get upset.
It's not even that big of a deal.
They all think everybody
there can
thinks
be other podcasts. Todd, there can. Oh, my. That. Why is that all out? Right. Why is that? Todd!
Todd!
Shot!
If you shut the fuck up, I'll stop shooting.
Okay.
Oh, I'm that fucking.
It hurts. My other leg, you piece of shit. You fuck. Okay. Okay. All right. Just you. If I stop, you'll stop.
Yes.
That's the rule.
No, you.
So if I stop, you'll stop doing it.
Okay.
I'll stop if you're gonna stop. I'll stop if you'll. Stop it! God damn it! Okay, I'm gonna be quiet.
I told you if you shut up, I'd stop. Now I stopped. Don't start talking.
So if I don't talk, God damn it! Fucking shit! Oh, God!
Why are you stupid? Shut up! Shut up! Stop! I'm not fucking with you.
You were okay, so if I stop, no.
Okay, take it down.
You won't stop.
I was
he
a little bit hesitant up
all.
Front with the bit because I thought, well, where are we at? Even in these stupid bits, I still get like, you know, But you know what I mean? Like, because how did this start? We were talking about, oh,
you're going to invite
podcast.
Everybody.
You're going to bring all the podcasts down.
Oh, yeah. Like, my joke was like, you have to go after
mafia.
The other podcast. See? It makes me feel better.
Mafia. It all came back together.
Thank you. So, anyway, no, the other podcasts are great. Of course, I love them and everybody. I wish them the best.
We're going to have those podcasts on.
No, the podcast. Look, there's more. I'm the first guy to say it. I think I might have been the only guy to say it.
Thank God.
There's room for more podcasts. I think it's great.
You should interview a podcast. That's a great idea.
Geez, that's how a show gets turned off. That's how a show gets thrown off the podcast. Your ideas.
No, like that.
Oh, interview another podcast. That's what we do.
Can I tell you something? I do research.
Sorry, I don't mean to yell at you. This one won't shut the fuck up.
I do research. Mm-hmm. And one comment I see on all their podcasts is, you should have more podcasts on your podcast. Mm-hmm.
You do?
I see that a lot.
Just play the jungle, do some plugs, and then play another podcast.
And then play another podcast.
I never thought about that. I should play other podcasts.
Yeah.
And then you come back, because, and if you want to, like...
Yes, like, people
know.
Don't... It's not like, hey, we like hearing Jim... Let's say there's people that go, I really like hearing Jimmy Pardo's podcast, mm-hmm. Comedy Never Not Funny. Mm-hmm. I like hearing Never Not Funny. I like hearing Comedy and Everything Else with Jimmy and Steph. But I also like Todd Glass. Now I listen to his podcast and my other favorite podcast with the podcast
we'll
that
do
I love.
And if you
we'll
order do. Now, you can get our miniature set of podcasts. I was about to go into a bit.
We'll pick out the best stuff. And we'll put it in.
It's all good stuff. Don't say that, because they're like, oh, what do you mean? Now they're going to not like you when they see you, because they're going to go, oh, did you hear Daniel Kino? Oh, yeah, play the good part of our podcast. My podcast is all good. Right, have I lost everybody yet? Because that's what I'm trying to do. I didn't know if you knew.
So what's your plan?
All right,
how are you going to take everybody down?
I don't know if you're yelling or I'm hearing it that way, but it's very aggressive.
You got to be aggressive. I heard that somewhere.
All right, listen. I want to stop, because you can't keep this type of attitude. You can't keep this tempo up for, you know, the whole show. So let me bring it down a little bit before I introduce our guest. You've been interrupting, but I haven't really welcomed you yet.
All right.
I can't stop you.
All right.
You're out of control. All right. Here's what I'm inviting you to. I think people are happy now, because they're going, you know what? There's chaos. But they did. They left us with Todd was going to invite everybody to something, and now they get back to it. I think my fan, the people that really like the show, I don't like the word fans, I think they're going, I'm all right with it. And then you get some people going, I can't fucking take it.
And they're out. We got rid of the bad people just now. That's what we did.
Yeah. People need permission.
Yeah. We were just tossing.
Guess where the show's going to be done from? I would say we'll do this in March. Podcast live. Where from? Camping.
Oh.
We're going to go camping and do a podcast.
I think that's great.
I love that idea.
How fun will that be?
You know what? I don't know if you should announce that, because now someone's going to steal it.
No one will steal it. Wait, why are you writing it down?
Wait, guys.
What are you writing down?
So I remember that we're going to do it.
You're going to do it before I do it?
Well, then I'll have you on my podcast, and we'll just do both camping episodes.
Come on, Rory, that's vindictive. You don't even have a podcast.
Okay. Well, it's your fault. You're the one giving out ideas. You know,
oh, Rory, my God, can we have your camping podcast episode on our podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact,
I'm going to go and do my own camping podcast to beat you to this.
You know what I'd like to know? If I could hear, when you were just staring into the distance, what you were thinking and how your mind works to rationalize that that's right.
Yeah. There goes Todd. Todd just chatty chat chat again. There he goes.
That's what he thinks of me.
Todd chatting away. Oh, whoa, what's that? Camping podcast. I would say I'm going to steal that idea, but I kind of did it 3 years ago. Jesus Christ, catch up.
Oh, shut up. He's altering his thinking.
Even his thoughts cover their tracks.
Exactly. That's what I couldn't explain.
He's
but yes,
a sociopath.
Your thoughts. Yeah, pause. Take the echo out of his voice. Even your thoughts are lying. Yeah.
What?
Yes, your thoughts are making
Wait,
up
Wait, guys,
shit.
Can I say something that I'm thinking? That's a great idea. I mean, it's going to be fun to do, but that's just a great idea for a podcast.
I agree.
So we're going to do a podcast camping. Mm-hmm. And guess what I'm going to do? I got this all figured out. We're going to invite one lucky listener, lady only.
Must be single.
Who would want to go on that? Like, Matt, you'd have to be a real fan to go to, honey, I want to go. You'd be, No, you could be the wife.
In the relationship.
And then she wants to go. Yeah. And
honey, I just found out I won that Todd Glassman contest.
She doesn't even know.
She doesn't even know you that well.
I
won a thing on the. Not even a committed fan.
She saw a poster with my picture, and she thought he looks. For some reason, because I airbrush it so much that I looked a lot better. She just wants to fuck me. She
doesn't. It's just a picture of five dudes, and says, "You want to go camping with us?"
Yeah, that's our poster. We did it as a joke because people that listen to the show know that it's a joke. But that's the only thing. That's right. Our listeners would know if they saw the poster. Hey, you want to go camping? She just really saw it.
She's just a slut.
She's just a slut.
I like love to go camping.
Who wouldn't want to go camping with five guys? You get fucked more.
Yeah, sure.
That's how she's talking to her husband.
I'm going to go on the trip, and you're not stopping me.
You said that was your past.
No, you go camping with your friends, and who knows what you do.
What if they're engaged, and this is what she wants to do before their big wedding?
Yeah, this is weird, honey. And you know what? I have trust in you, but you see a poster that says, do you want to go camping? And they're not your friends?
No.
Come on.
I want to fuck five dudes in the woods. I can't do that after we're married.
Yeah, I know, but you know what?
I want to fuck five guys in the woods.
You're being selfish. And
I know. I want to fuck five guys in the woods.
When you know what you do, you're acting childish and wrong. You can't fuck five guys in the woods.
I want to fuck five guys in the woods. They'll do different stuff that you can't do.
No, you know,
they'll
put their
dicks in me in different places altogether.
No, you're trying to do this to me. You start crying to make me melt. That's not going to work. You start crying.
You don't love me.
I love you very much.
Oh, you probably let
me go.
Hi, guys.
Daniel,
guys.
I'll be a waiter tonight. Can I get you guys something to drink?
Hold on once. Yeah. Can you give us a few minutes? We're having a little situation here.
I want to have sex with
all
five
right,
guys.
All
in
right,
all
right. Go camping if you want dicks in your
can
face.
I?
Yes. Yes, you know
oh,
I love
baby.
You. I'm sorry. I'm too. Oh, great. Now that fucking guy's coming over.
Oh, yay, music.
Oh,
I can't wait to fuck five dicks. Oh, five dicks inside.
Oh, stop talking like that.
I want to make an announcement. I wonder if that guy will let me have his microphone. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Let me have this microphone. Hello, everybody in the restaurant. I just want to make an announcement. My fiance of 2 years, we're going to get married soon. We talk about it all the time. Just said that I'm allowed to go camping in the woods and fuck five dudes that aren't even friends with our family. We don't even know them.
All right, everybody.
Oh, thank you. You're a nice man. Thank you for letting me use the microphone.
Honey, did you hear my speech?
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Did you hear my speech?
You hear what you say? People think we're white trash.
Hey, I'm going to go up and do my speech as though I'm already having sex with the guy.
No, don't do that.
No, I'll be right back.
No, don't do that.
I'll be right back. Shuffle. Hey, can I have the microphone again? Hand me that microphone. And something else I forgot to mention.
You're drunk.
Is that what?
You're drunk.
No, I'm not.
You're drunk.
I'm going to now do an impression of me camping, but still giving this speech, and I'm already fucking the guys. Oh, because it's like his dick is in my mouth. Here's your microphone back. Thank you so much. You're so nice. You're so nice to let me make that speech. Okay, I'm coming back to the table. Oh, God. Did you see my second speech?
I saw it.
It's like a big dick is in my mouth.
Stop.
And who knows what's happening in the back end.
Please don't stand up. Please.
Oh, I'm going to do it right now.
Listen, honey.
I'm going to do it right now.
You're being disrespectful.
Everybody.
Oh, God.
Everybody here, put your hands in the air if you've ever had anal sex and you don't care. Do it.
What the fuck?
No, I love it. Don't ever hold on. Pause the music. Oh, I just gave Rory a look, and when you're being that out there, he mistook my look as he was going too far, and I was like, "Are you kidding me? I fucking love it." That girl. Let me tell you something. I like breaking character and talking about the bit because then it makes it even funnier for me because you see everybody has their perspective. That was like a silly bit, but everybody imagined. Like, this girl is not kidding around. She's not trying to be vindictive. She thought it would be funny. Juna and her husband was fucking mortified. Oh my, she's going up. Oh, my husband's letting me. And you just picture the guy singing. Even if the sound effects weren't always right on, the guy's singing. She pulls his mic. All of a sudden, her voice goes through the room. I fucking love it.
Everyone quieted down to listen.
But I'm going
to
tell you this. What if I always threw it Daniel's way and always complimented him more? But you, the way you did the waiter, shut the fuck up.
Took it to another level right there.
No. It's like you come over. Now, when did you know? Seriously. inside the actor's studio, kiss my ass. This is what I'm talking about. You know, I'm just kidding with you, right?
I'm just as high as you are. I don't know what the fuck's going on right now.
You know what? You're not here. No, seriously, you're not here.
Oh.
Oh, no, my God. He thinks he's here. Is he here? What? Daniel thinks he's here. He's not here.
Who?
What do you mean? It feels like I'm here, you guys.
Daniel thinks he's here. He thinks we hear him. Can you hear him? He's talking to us. I think he thinks we hear him. But we guess we do. Because why?
Because you're referencing him.
All right, forget
why
it.
Why are you talking to him?
That bit didn't work. All right, listen. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. This is Blake Wexler from The Todd Glass Show. I just want to wish all my friends and family in Berwyn, Pennsylvania.
Oh, pause this real quick.
A very happy
pause
holiday.
Pause this. Pause this. And hold on. Blake Wexler calls in the show, and I don't, for some people, he has a temper sometimes. But I know him to be just the nicest guy in the world. I just want to set this up. His roommate, I guess, asks him a question while he's recording this. He sends me the whole thing. So he gets mad at his roommate. And you've seen him on the show. Have you heard him get mad? Yeah. It gets out of control. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is what he's like around the house. So I put the jingle music through it, and I'll tell you why. Because at one point he's just yelling at his roommate. I put the jingle music behind it because I know if Blake hears it, I could just imagine him, what, you don't play my message, and flipping out on me. Like, you know, even if I would go, Blake, it wasn't really a message. You started yelling at your roommate. No, I can't play the whole thing. He goes, yeah, but the end was funny. Or nice, or whatever. I don't. He'd be, you know, he's fucking crazy. So I'm play the whole thing. Hey, it's long, but do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I really gotta do it.
Hey, everyone. This is Blake Wexler from the Todd Glass Show. I just want to wish all my friends and family in Berwyn, Pennsylvania.
He's really mean
a
too.
A very happy holiday. And also, just
Blake, can I please borrow a?
God, fucking not now, Carl. God, fucking get the fuck out of here. You are the worst. Get the fuck out! Shut up! I'm trying to record a nice thing for Todd Glass, and you fucked it up, just like everything else you do in your 38-year-old old fucking goddamn life.
Oh my
you
God.
Fuck up! You sad old Jesus. Fuck up!
Why?
Take a bath! Get it back! Get back here, Carl! Don't you leave!
Don't you leave!
Don't you fuck you! I have a couple things to say! Shut up! Stop! Cry. Don't you cry, Carl! I'm not fucking done.
Pause that.
Take
what?
A bath.
Pause it. Why? Pause it.
You smell like shit.
Don't you cry? He's like an animal.
Why are you living with a 38-year-old man
who cries?
Oh, we see the wrong. Yeah. Thank you,
pussy.
Blake's right.
I'm on Blake's.
Oh,
team
you're on Blake's side. Okay, I see. We're like, man, who would be so cruel? You're like, who would be so honest?
Yeah.
So you think it's all? Let me ask
just
you a question.
Blake's making
just
this
say
guy
dad,
a better person.
Blake. You don't have to call him Carl. I've asked you to call me dad.
Yeah. What are you talking to him like he's here?
Oh, I thought I'm not here either. So really, who knows what's going on, Todd?
You're here. Just so you know, I'm nice.
Okay.
You're here.
Okay, thank you.
I could do a bit where you weren't here, but even in a bit, that's mean. This is what Rory tells me. Scott, do you have anything you want to plug? all right, back to what we're doing. That was a fun, what were we doing?
It was Blake. Blake was about to murder his
Oh, Blake.
Roommate.
Yeah, Blake. So Blake, this guy, I just thought, I know it was mean, but when you tell someone, don't you cry. But what you're saying is, if I listen to it from a different ear, you could say, you think, Blake, you take it as, hey, he's being honest with the guy.
Yeah, don't cry.
And people need honesty.
Yeah.
So this, in a sense, if you listen to it, tell me if I'm right or wrong, if you listen to it like it's a therapist trying to help their client, it sounds, oh, all of a sudden it's warm. Oh, my God, I'm right?
No, that means you're wrong.
Oh, no, that means I'm right. Where I grew up, that's what my parents used to do that whenever I did
Where
something good.
Where I grew
good.
Up, that's how you told people they're wrong.
Oh,
you
no.
Didn't, so, you didn't do it like an adult.
No, no. When I grew up, it would be like if I shit in the toilet, my mom would go, eh, to know that that's positive reinforcement.
If you shit in the toilet?
Well, we were mean.
What would she do if you shit in the bathtub?
She'd go, ding, 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 ding. And I'll tell you why, because when
balloons
we were...
Balloons would come down
and,
from
and
the
and then
sky.
She'd give me a prize.
Yes,
she'd
give me a prize. It's called negative-positive reinforcement. And it's very good. It's a very popular way of doing things. Yeah. All right, I know where this is going. So play this, and I'm going to now think it's a therapist giving their client advice. Okay, back where it started.
What kind of 38-year-old man has acne?
And she has jingle bells in the background.
Sad. You disgusting. You look like fucking Linus from Charlie Brown.
He's mad.
God damn it, I wish you would just fucking bury yourself in the ground and never come back. Don't cry. While I'm at it, Stop putting up posters.
Still
for
can't
your
get behind
fucking
it.
Missing dog.
Stop putting up posters for your
Carl,
missing dog.
Your dog's dead. Get with the program. Pay a fucking bill. You're so depressing. I want to go missing. Every time I see you, it's like, oh, God, how worse could his fucking spinal abyssia get? You hunch over like a slug, a shrimp. Get out of here, Carl. Wait. Stop eating so much Wonder Bread. It's bad for you. Your community college fucking dropout. Your mother abandoned you because you're fucking depressed her too. I hate you, Carl. You think I like bringing girls back here? And they see you and they say, oh my God, do you live with your dad? I say, no, it's fucking Carl. And he can't have kids because he's sterile. And he's fucking balding. Disgusting. I hate you. You make me hate my life. Get out. Get the fuck out, Carl. I hate you.
Now listen.
You make me want to fucking get off this earth. Make me want to sneak aboard a NASA space shuttle. Fucking go to the moon. But there's no NASA anymore, Carl. God damn it.
But listen, the jingle guy. The jingle guy still wraps it up like everything's okay.
You're just gonna stay here.
Listen.
And drink one month chuck.
How long it is?
Why? It's all you can afford. Get out. Get the fuck out.
I'm also picturing that Carl is so far gone.
Hold on.
Fucking Apple. Fucking God. Fucking, how do I fucking shut this shit off?
Happy holidays from the Todd Glass Show.
Right.
I mean, that's it. I got it. I think Lynn is, his name is Lynn Shore. He does our jingles. I don't think he's listening because you don't really put bells under that. And then that I okayed. But to tag it with happy holidays.
You think he just goes in and then just does
I think he just chops
intro.
It up. Oh, yeah, these are the Christmas thanks. You know, like the other one. Play like another one where it makes sense. You know, maybe a...
Hi, this is Chris Hardwick, and I just want to take a minute to do two things. The first is to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. The second is to take some time to talk about Todd Glass. We here at Nerdist received an early Christmas present when Todd decided to start doing his podcast with us a few months ago. Since that time, Todd's podcasts have entertained close to 250,000 people. He's used a brilliant blend of inspired topical comedy, irreverent sketch segments, and celebrated celebrity interviews. Thank you from all of us here at Nerdist, Todd, and thank you to our listeners. May Todd never tire, because we know we'll never tire of Todd.
Happy holidays from the Todd Glass Show.
Can I tell you something? That means so much to me that he could have said that about any podcast. And here's why it's such a compliment to me. That's Chris Hardwick you just heard. I know that Chris believes in every one of his podcasts. I actually really mean that. I know that's what he wants to do. He believes in his podcast. But for him to pick my podcast, that's just nice. And you know what? I'm happy to be in the company of the other podcasts. Even though they didn't get picked, I'm still happy to be in the company. And I'm happy to have my guest, Rory.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Happy to be here. Feeling good.
Good. You're going to go camping when we do the camping podcast?
I would love to.
I'm already booked up. No, you're going. You're going. You're going to go. You're going to go. Of course you're going to go. I wouldn't do it without you.
I've been booked. Hey, I've been booked up for a long time
can
now.
Can it be one of those things where we have to like fish and cook it? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, he's ruining it.
You want an RV where you can shower, right? Before you go to the tent.
Daniel has been, I go camping. Daniel has been on a camping trip with me and some of my friends. Jordan, you doing all right over there? Anything you want to plug, Scott? And Blake Wexler just sits around going, am I in the next bit? I'm kidding. I was doing Don Rickles.
Yeah.
I love that message. That was so funny. I just picture this guy. He's having a nervous breakdown. Back to you, Rory. I know the guests get nervous when you... Okay, so what was I talking?
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well informed.
Enough with that.
And catch up on your reading.
What were we just talking about? Oh, camping. I would want you to be there. Oh, so here's what we do when we camp. I'm good. Come on. I got lost, but I'm fine.
I got to say, I'm not totally against that idea.
Okay.
A little more survivorish.
Okay. Guess what then? Here's what I've been through this. I go camping. Now, what I like about camping is the I like to go to get away from the phone.
Yeah.
I like to get away from TV.
Okay.
So it's whatever you want it to be. So when I go, the one guy walked by our site and I bought a barbecue once because we had a big truck and I went, you know, we all went camping. We had a van. And so we go camping, and then the guy walks by my site. He goes, oh, you guys have a barbecue? That's not real camping. Then the next day, I look over, and I see the guy that made fun of me for having the barbecue had a cappuccino machine. I'm not even joking.
Okay.
A cappuccino machine.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, hey.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh my God, what's happening to our
story?
Hey,
Todd, I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, my God, Santa's
I'm
coming to me?
I'm sorry that I'm coming to Christmas so soon for you, but I heard your story that you were telling Daniel and the group, and I just wanted to bring you a nice, cool book. It's called How to Tell More Interesting Stories People Want to Hear. And I thought you'd want it in advance.
For you.
It's a special delivery. Now, I got to get out of here, because technically I don't have to go to work for 5 more days.
You're not Santa Claus. You know who you are? 1987. That guy. Disguising your voice.
What are you talking about? It's weird how the music came in before Santa.
What am I talking about? Wasn't Santa Claus just talking to me?
No.
Shut the fuck up.
You were telling that camping story.
Santa Claus started to talk to me. Come on, is anyone going to back me?
Nah.
No.
Did
one
anybody?
Heard.
Are you fucking, how high are you? That's crazy you thought
you guys
fucking
are freaking
heard.
Me out.
What?
Santa Claus didn't, his voice wasn't very echoey.
You're
very
freaking
echoey
me out.
And talking to me.
I'm freaked out. You thought you saw Santa Claus and talked to him?
Oh, maybe I'm crazy.
You are crazy.
I'm crazy then. I'm sorry. I just thought I heard him out of nowhere come to me, and I freaked out. I did, be honest, I thought it was you doing it. So, I'm sorry. Okay, now nobody fucking hears this.
Hey, Todd, sorry. I forgot some stuff here.
Daniel.
I forgot some stuff here, but I might actually leave
Some
of it behind.
Daniel,
here,
how are you ignoring
it's
me?
It's a book on how to talk to people without yelling at them, especially your friends.
Is anybody and here?
Here's another book I'm gonna leave
do
here.
Did you hear that?
It's called How to Have a Better Podcast.
Katie,
it's a sort of an international
Scott, I
podcasting
gave you a
for dummies.
You're
it's podcasting
like-
for dummies, seasons 1 and 2. It's a show now, podcasting for dummies, seasons 1 and 2.
Nobody hears that.
Oh, I got to get out of here. I'm gonna go back to the North Pole for 5 more days. And remember, Todd, whenever I come over and visit, it's our little secret. Ho 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 ho.
Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Todd.
What about it?
Todd.
Daniel.
So then what happened?
What about it?
Oh, shut the fuck up. You guys, now you're fucking freaking me out.
You're freaking me the fuck out.
And then you just kind of stopped.
No, Santa Claus came on and he started to talk to me. I'm not crazy or on drugs.
All I heard was, I went camping and a guy walked by and goes, it smells like a barbecue. And you went, yeah, come on over here and have some of this nice barbecue. This is the story you were telling. Come get some of this good old barbecue.
Okay.
And that guy was like, yeah, I'd like some of that barbecue. And then you it went too far.
Oh, you got me, Rory. It fooled me. I'm not wrong. Now, by the way, this bit's funnier if there was no Santa Claus, but this is how positive this guy is. It sounds, by the way, I did hear Santa Claus in all fairness, but with this bit, this guy was in his head. That's what I'm doing. It was in his. So here's what he says. I'm not out of my fucking mind. I heard it specifically in an echoey voice. It sounded just like this.
Ho, 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 ho.
And now, that was as close as I can do. And you guys didn't hear that.
I didn't hear that.
Katie, hold on. Katie, nobody fucking heard Santa Claus. I'm not out of my mind. I know it seems crazy. I'm not fucking stupid. But I heard an echoey Santa Claus. He made fun of me. He was making disparaging jokes about the podcast. I fucking heard it. I'm not crazy. Stop looking at me like I'm crazy.
Ho, 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 ho. Do you not fucking get it? I said you don't fucking talk about me when I'm not here. You fucking little shit. You little shit. This is why I never brought you anything good. Because all you did was sit around with your friends and go, blah, blah, blah. I'm friends with Santa Claus.
Okay,
you don't have to tell people we're friends.
It's embarrassing.
Okay?
I think
you
they hear you.
You shut your little mouth.
I thought they hear you.
You shut your little mouth.
I thought they heard you.
You shut it.
All right, you're treating me like I'm not even a human
being.
You
shut it. I'll push you down.
Okay, I didn't hear anything.
I'll push you down.
All right, now you're just being a bully.
Here, you like that?
You know what? I should record this like that. You know what I should do? Record this like
you like it when I mush your lips and you try to talk? You like when I do that? Huh? Answer me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? Shut the fuck up for 1 second. I'm going to play this like that Paul Anka thing and let people know what you're really like. I fucking hear you and I record this show. Katie, don't we record this show?
You
Katie!
Dumb fucking... You just don't get it. You fucking dumb shithead.
Keep fucking talking, Santa.
You fucking dumb... I didn't want to have to do this.
Keep
but it's
talking.
Come to that. I got some other toys in
keep
my fucking
talking.
Gift bag
you're,
here. You
oh,
motherfucker!
I'm scared.
Ah!
Ah! Oh my God, I'm being...
Ah! Oh, 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 oh.
I'm dead! You don't have to shoot again! I'm dead! I'm on my last leg! It's a guy that's dying with a lot of energy. I'm dead already! No, a lot of our bits have shooting and stuff. Isn't it funny?
The gun like, comes in a lot.
Okay, can we shut the music off?
Great.
And can we get our volume back in our headsets? We're back. We're live. Carolers. Hold on.
Wait.
Let's take a break. Let's take a pause here. That was a lot of fun. Rory, always deliver a home run. Always I can count on Rory. Daniel, how are you? This is the great moments of the show because it's like... a calm that I'm having, and now I'm having so much fun. By the way, I really am. What, Daniel? I'm trying to be nice.
I am very. I want to keep talking about the camping thing. So, I pardon me if you guys want to move on from it. Tud is trying to jam a candle down a candle.
Right, watch
holder.
Your mouth. That's what your mom tries to do.
My mom likes candles. Why would you make fun of her
make
for
a
that?
Joke.
Hello, it's Daniel's mother.
That's how...
It's like the Gutschten, Flockten, Stichten, Blockten.
She's from... Where's she from?
Daniel, where's your mom from?
She's from...
Narnia, apparently.
Russia. I thought she was from Russia.
Yeah, you think that's Russian?
I'll ask her.
Gutschten, Bunkten, Blinkten, Blonkten, Shinkten, Blonkten, made the bowl of dough.
That's Alan. That's Alan King's father.
Daniel, this is your mother. We're from Russia. I made a bowl of dough for dinner.
Because they don't have, none of their food is very good, you think? It's like just doughy. They put,
Daniel, I made a glob of dough for dinner, and I put ketchup on it. So come over early and eat.
Leave me some, though.
Is that what you were like? Is that what your mom's like?
No.
I met your mom.
Yeah.
She's nice.
She's nice. She doesn't really cook.
No, no, that's I didn't know that. See, I always think when somebody's from, like, I have a your mom, what is her background?
Russian.
I always think they're going to love to cook for me. Like my whole life, all my friends, their moms would like I like the ones where their moms loved cooking because I liked eating and they like feeding me. Italian people love when people love their I guess everybody does. Everybody loves when people love their food. You know, no one likes to hear it. It's all right. So I would love to eat. And then I would go over to my friend's house and the Italian ones and they would not all Italian, but a lot of them. What am I talking about? Because I'm
food. But some people like to make you food and then some people don't like to make you food.
Oh, so I met his mom. I go. Oh, you got to invite us. Oh, thank you. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with what
nothing
you did to help a friend out.
Sure.
Look at these fucking idiots
just
staring at me. Fucking
right
jack-offs.
In your face.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's lost. Let's watch it. Enjoy it instead of helping him. Which, by the way, I don't mind if you do that either, to be honest. He helped me. You watched and enjoyed my that I was lost.
What makes
as long as you're
show.
Having fun. That's all I care about. Now back to you.
You know just because they're from different cultures, some people are just different people. They don't like to cook.
I know. And the first time when I met his mom, I said, oh, my God, if your mom ever would have, like, make dinner, because I'm just thinking you'll experience another culture of food, and it's always a lot of fun to do. He goes, my mom doesn't really cook. I'm like, ugh, what a lazy whore.
I mean, which is weird. It is weird that he nailed her like that because he only talked to her for like 2 minutes and boom.
No, she was. Why do I feel the need to do the Regis thing?
I don't know.
Regis is when you say something. Everyone knows you're kidding and it's not based on any truth at all. His mom couldn't have been sweeter and very nice and we talked for very little, but she was so nice and very, very just friendly.
My mom's more of a professional type than
well, I wouldn't push it. She looked like a housekeeper in a nice dress. But anyway.
Todd gave her $20 after he met her.
I thought she was a vagrant, whatever you call that. Anyway, Rory, Scott's getting his keys out and jiggling him. Does that mean he's having a lot of fun?
That's the kind of fun he has. He shakes him around.
All right, so let's take a look.
Scott, are you having fun?
Oh, that's the only thing he does.
Oh, it sounds like
so throughout
fun.
The show, if he's having fun, you know, because he doesn't talk. He just shakes those keys.
He just shakes the keys.
Are you having fun? He's having fun. I wish I knew what those keys. Sometimes
is
I
that
wish
a code? Can you recognize what he's saying, Rory?
Listen to these keys.
Wait.
Listen to these keys. I wish I could hear what these keys were thinking.
Oh,
That's what keys are thinking because there was echo. Look, I got the button. I want to use it. So anyway, I got an echo button. We think I'm going to fucking not take use of it? I got to write that off. All right. Rory, I think it's fun to go back down memory lane. You know, it just seems like it was just yesterday you came in here as my second guest on the podcast. And I'll tell you what, we've been having a fantastic time. The dog whining thing, I just want to see you do a current version of it. This was 6 months ago. People are begging. The dog whines in the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might. Some people might say, but you did that already. You know what? I don't care. It might turn out exactly the same way. It might be different. There's no pressure. Whatever you do, it's going to be great.
Okay.
Now, don't
feel. Do you want to, do you remember the scene?
Yeah.
This was if you were like in a famous person's house. Remember that?
Yeah, you're in a person's house. Because if you were in somebody's house, as the listeners know that have heard this already, maybe there's some people skip that episode. This part's for them. Skip forward 120 seconds. So anyway, you're in a house. Because to me, the bit is funnier. No, you're not bringing food over here. Put it back. Daniel is thinking he's tricking me. We're in the middle of a podcast. He's lunging at a bowl of peanuts, M&Ms. So don't chomp into the mic.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yes.
Why couldn't you have let me get away with it? You knew what I was.
I'll tell you why.
What I was going.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. What I would have done, the reason that I wouldn't have let you get away with it, uh-huh, because I was afraid that you were going to you know, I was afraid that you were going to, you know, get them before I stopped you. I was afraid. So I didn't know what to do. So I thought, no.
You did lunge at it, though. That is true.
I mean, you were lunging at those peanuts. Hold on. Let's stop. I want to I'm always thinking be in the moment. While we're doing this bit where me and Daniel, don't play anything back there, Chris. While we're doing the bit with me and Daniel, it wasn't really a bit. I was just making fun of him for getting the peanuts. I was actually giving him shit for it. I see Rory trying to give direction. Now, I realize two things. You think Katie... No. I'm not making fun of you. I fucking love it. I'm totally serious. I don't mind because I'm making fun of what happened, not your intent.
Okay.
You think that Katie plays the sound effects, don't you?
I don't know who does.
He does.
I kind of go to both.
Right, so that's why I was saying them. But I thought... And then I thought... What is he doing? So I couldn't fake talk anymore because I was so much like, wonder what Rory's setting up. So let's talk about it and then we'll do it again. Would that work?
I don't know. I feel like we had just to be in took the away all the magic of.
I couldn't
of
wait any longer. I couldn't wait any
we
longer.
We should edit that secret out.
No.
There's communication.
Are like you that. Serious?
I don't think people picture it that way. I think it's more theater of the mind. And now they know like, oh, they all point and try to get things.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh, really?
I'm going to say you're totally wrong. I've been honest from day one.
Well, this is going to have to be a poll we do.
Yes, I love it.
That we need to do a poll.
Because here's why I think it's all right. Now, if I'm wrong, we'll edit this out. Now I'm high and I'm really
you think
overthinking
the audience
myself.
As a listener,
that, like,
I hear what he's saying, and I love this conversation.
We're doing this as a real poll.
Okay.
We are doing this.
Okay. Here's what I think. I think there's going to be some people absolutely that don't like it. And I love this conversation. By the way, this is from two people that really, you know, that I love this. It's so in-depth. Yeah. But as silly as this is, this conversation isn't about something. It's substantial.
Yeah, totally.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that you know that.
Yeah.
There's going to be definitely people that say, yeah, it's hard. But to me, what I love about it is that's what I do when I'm at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Are you being serious?
I'm totally serious.
Okay.
I keep going.
I tried to do what I... No.
I swear to God. I swear.
He's not going
to
play music or something?
Swear to George Carlin. I'm
okay.
being serious.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, like, in my house, I've noticed, like, we're doing a bit. And then I've said this on the podcast before, but now I'm saying it to you.
Right.
So, we're doing a bit. And sometimes the bit doesn't go the way. Well, we never stop and get nervous. We'll just be laughing. We'll go, no. You don't hear what I'm saying. And then the person takes the direction a little differently.
Yeah.
Sometimes we stop in the middle of a bit and we'll be like, you know what? What if the doorman was a woman and then you were and we give each other direction and nobody blinks an eye at it. You take it, then you start doing it again.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing is we jump right back into character and let all that direction just completely go when we're at the house. So I figure, why not do it here?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing that I was doing. So I didn't really think that I cannot believe that this is happening a double time over. Now while I'm doing this bit, Rory is supposed to play a sound effect. He's telling Chris while I'm doing this to play it, and he's still not playing.
No. Well, here's my thing. Now, I don't think that's cool if you're going to lie to the audience and tell them that I'm setting something up. That's lying to people.
By the way.
That's lying to people.
Okay, to George Carlin, and you can't fuck this up. To George Carlin, Rory is lying right now.
What?
You're going to break to George Carlin? You can't break it. It fucks my whole... You're doing it, but it fucks my honesty up with the audience.
I'm not breaking it.
You know you're doing this.
No, I'm not. I swear to George Carlin, yes, that second time I tried to set up the thing again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then what do you want him to play? I want to know because I wonder what he's doing over there. It's maddening. I mean, he looks like he's they should be a special needs person. What does he want him to play?
I the thing is, that it's
talk to me. Yes. Well, why wouldn't anybody play it? What the fuck?
The thing was unplugged. It got unplugged.
Well, talk. I'm being in the moment. People yell out, hey, it's unplugged. That's what you can do. That makes it easier. We don't have to hide anything. We're acting like we're at a theater in Minnesota where something goes wrong in the sound. You go to a sound guy because you're used to it at comedy. Right, yeah, I don't mind. If there's a problem, I get it. You're at a theater. The guy's a little, hey, what's going on back there? Oh, no, no big deal. I'm sure just somehow, what's going on? It's what's going. And then the fifth time you go, what's going on? Sort of like happened to Jimmy Dore. And they go, oh, we can't get the system, you know, the video won't show. You're like, well, you got to have, if I'm going to talk through this on stage, you got to communicate with me. So it was getting me a little hyper because I'm like, no one's telling me that the dog barking. I'm fucking out of my
mind.
Fine.
You're fine. I'm with you.
I'm fine.
I'm totally with you.
You think the listeners are okay?
They're fine. There's still a poll that we're going to talk about. And people should actually vote. They should say.
But here's the problem. Oh, yeah. Here's the problem. Oh, I'm so glad I remembered. You to George Carlin.
Yeah.
When I was explaining that to you, promised that you were really taking in the information. So
oh,
when
I
saw you giving him cues.
I still was.
It dropped me out of it. Do you back me here?
I still was taking in the information.
We'll take a poll on this, too. We'll take a poll
it's
on this.
It's all about polls.
Okay, yes.
All right, here's a poll. Do we do too many polls?
I want to know that, too. I don't care. I got time. I'll take 10 polls. Wait, don't play that out of context.
Todd Glass. Yeah, the opening jingle.
Hold on.
I'll take 10 polls right in the opening jingle.
I don't want anybody lost in this podcast. I want to make sense out of the last 20
minutes. Let me say something. I'll make total sense of it to
three?
You.
Three?
Okay. I'll make sense of it to you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I am saying, in total seriousness, and this is what I swear to George Carlin, I am very serious about this debate as a poll. Does the audience like it when you openly set things up, or does the audience like it when it just kind of happens, and then you set it up after,
and then you do it again. Here's what I'm going to guess.
Wait, do you know what I mean by the second one, though?
Just naturally going into it,
and then once it's revealed, then talk about it, then do it again.
But
By the way,
even
this
if
is
we
right now. Hold on.
Set it up over the mics. We still set it up by pointing and giving each other.
Well, he's saying that's hidden, though.
Yeah.
By the way, 1987 just killed himself. But here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is all good. Everything's fine.
I'm with you.
But I want to repoint out that I don't think you meant to break George Carlin, but in a way, some people would say, well, because I was explaining to you how I really felt. You're getting cues ready. You're like pointing over to get a cue ready. So I think, well, he's not really. But now I believe that you really care about what I'm saying.
I totally do.
So let me get the rest out.
Okay.
So I think the audience, some will go, yeah, obviously. But I'm just looking for the people that go, yeah, you know what? That's what he does. I don't mind it. And I'm thinking, if it happens around my fire pit and you've never questioned it and no one's ever questioned it, then there has to be that audience for it. Because we're around the fire pit, like we do that all the time, and no one ever goes, oh, you're getting us. You just redirect each other. Here's why I don't think it matters. Because when you commit back to it, no matter how silly it is, and you really fucking jump back in, and we do, even on our silly bits, we get into the fucking characters, they'll go with you. They're very quick to shut the direction off and just get right back into it. So the question is, yeah, some people would go, yeah, I love Todd Glass, but man, when he does that, the only thing – I'm saying even if someone positive, that fucking kills me. Yes, they're there, but I think the other people, that I don't fucking care. So that's the poll, right? Give it very – no, I can't do it. I can't keep talking. Here's my problem. I can't mix what I'm really passionate about with a bit. Does anyone understand what I'm saying?
How is this the fourth time you've attempted to play something and it's still failing?
Oh, yeah, he still can't get the dog barking.
It's the fourth time we've done this setup.
Oh, let's take a break and get it playing. Hold on. Now, shut the barking off now for a second. Okay? That I don't ever throw anybody under the bus when it's not their fault. That wasn't his fault. Your instincts sort of want to go, what happened is the volume wasn't up over here, and that's because I lowered it. So it's instinct should go, come on. Well, he doesn't think I'm going to lower the volumes like a fucking idiot.
I know you're not mad.
Me, I was. I'm apologizing for before. Like I was a little bit like, play it.
Yeah.
And then you realize you're wrong. You're like, oh fuck, you know, don't just throw someone under the bus. And then after the show's over, go, hey, you know, I'm just kidding. No, on the air, just say, yeah, that wasn't his fault. And then I got a little bit like, come on. And I'm usually pretty patient. So I apologize because I turn the volumes down during the day because I'm sitting in here playing on the PA system paging people. So when people come in, I want to see if they hear it.
Yeah.
So I get on the PA during the day and I'm like,
Baka Keo Pickup 5-4, Baka Keo 5-4.
Just to see people look up. And then I make up stuff.
Any clean up outside, curb four. We have a pickup.
And I just do it. And you can see the people, like, they hear it downstairs. They go, geez, this place is busy. You know?
Bay one, we have a pull in. Jaguar tire flat. Fix it. We got a rich, fucking angry customer. We got a cunt with a Rolls Royce. Let's polish that motherfucker up and get it back to her. Everybody be nice to the old broad sitting in the wicker chair in the waiting room. She's rich and spends a lot of money here. Kiss her ass.
I don't do those last ones. I guess I didn't need to tell anybody that. So the dog, I want to return to the dog whining.
Yeah.
This time we're going to have it. So again, you're at my house. Yeah, we've done this before. We're going to do it again. And any take on it is fine. Oh, why don't we unplug the speaker over here? Andrew, can you unplug that speaker? So it sounds like it's coming from over there. I'm back to doing what you, can we unplug it? It's taking so long.
Hey, he's had a really tough time.
No, he hasn't. He sits over there. He does nothing.
What does that shirt say, by the way? I didn't know you had T-shirts.
He's had a tough time.
Can you turn it back this way? Thank you. What are you, Carol Merrill, or whoever her name is?
Carol Merrill?
Who turns the...
Carol Merrill? Vanna White?
Yeah, Vanna White.
And you went with Carol Merrill.
Where do I know Carol Merrill from? Is that like an old... it's either an old like Tonight Show with Johnny Carson sketch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Carol Merrill. It's probably wrong. There's someone having a nervous breakdown because I'm saying it wrong. Carol Merrill. Who gives a fuck? You know, I'm sure everybody's dead. in this bit. If they're not.
Oh, hey, Todd. Thanks for having us in your house.
Okay, so you can't. For the people that never heard the first one, I'm someone, because this bit sucks unless I can be someone. You're not allowed to say the dog's barking. Finally, you have to do something.
Fred Willard, it was originally, I believe.
Yeah, look at you. You do your homework. So anyway, it's good to have you here, and I have a lot of ideas. I'm doing a movie this year.
Oh.
I love your persona on stage, and I would just love to be able to work with you and do something.
Yeah. Oh.
What's the problem?
Is that coming from the other room?
What's coming from the other room?
That, I don't know what that is. Is that a cat?
Oh, that. I didn't even hear it. Oh, it's my dog.
Oh, you have a dog.
Yes. Is there a problem?
Not that much. I have a slight allergy, but I got to be honest. I love dogs. I think they're great. It's not a problem at all. So you have a movie. You're going to be doing a movie.
Yeah. So here's the idea. Yeah. I want to give you a budget. I want to do what the networks did for Louis C.
Should we maybe? We could. I don't. What kind of dog is that?
It's a golden retriever.
Oh, okay.
Did you have a problem with him?
Not at all. I'd love to see him. The problem is I can't see him. Where is he? Just over, like, in
He's over in the other room behind that door.
Oh. Is he adorable?
He is adorable.
Yeah?
I've had him for 7 years.
Oh. Not trained yet. Those are fun.
He's trained. He's a protective dog.
Oh, I love that.
He hears you and he gets...
I love it when a dog loves another person like that and they love each other so much. I got to see it. Do you mind?
You know what? To be honest, he's attack trained and he would... I love him and he's a great dog, but he's attack trained and I'd rather you... I know you say you're good with dogs, but...
Oh, he's attack trained?
Yes, he is. So I couldn't. It would be unfair. He's okay and he'll take your command, but he is attack train.
Well, I gotta see him. It's a crime if I don't. I know you're telling the story about the movie, and I'd like to see the dog first. Is that okay?
I was just, he's a vicious dog. You have to be, I don't know. If you're comfortable, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going. I've got to see him.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I hope he's. Oh. He's quieting down a little.
Is this back through here?
Yes.
Oh, I can hear him now.
Yeah.
I hear him now. Just on the other side of the door?
Yes.
Does he mind if I just go in the door?
Yeah, I whatever you're comfortable with, but if do me a favor, if he's aggressive, can you not go in there with you?
Oh, what's aggressive? Like, does he claw or what? He's got to be cute. He sounds cute. Who's on the other side of that door?
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be reacting.
Oh.
No, no, he's not reacting well.
You shithead! You fucking shithead! You like it when I strangle you? You fuck! You piece of shit! I never get to hang out, ever, with anyone! And Todd finally invites me to come over to hang out and hear his stories about his movie ideas because he thinks
Rory.
You fucking god, shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut the fuck up! Now! Now! Good! Good! Oh! Yeah! Maybe let the adults have fun! You can't sit in a room that has the lights off in pitch black for fucking 30 minutes! No, I wish I could be around people and see everybody. I do too. And you're ruining it for me. You fuck!
Oh. Y space G O D.
What happened in
that
there?
Cute
fucking dog. Oh my god. Like right when I opened the door, I heard trumpets and angels, and the dog almost spoke to me like, good, does it get any cuter? And I was like, no, it doesn't. Oh my god. So I would cut the hair off that dog.
We heard something a little different.
It didn't sound like that at all.
It didn't sound like that.
Oh god. So cute.
Okay.
So cute.
Hello there. My name's Stephen. I'm the janitor for the Talk Glass Show. I just want to wish everyone out there, all my family and friends and all my fans, a very merry and happy Christmas and happy holidays. God bless.
Happy holidays from the Talk Glass Show.
All right. I don't know what happened in there, but we have carolers that are going to be coming by in a second, and I guess we should take a break. When we come back, we'll hear the carolers. We'll be right back.
Cute dog.
And here's Dimitri Martin for Audible.com.
Dimitri, you've heard of Audible.com, right?
Yeah, especially because their name, it makes you listen.
Hey, can we look something up on YouTube on the air?
Maybe.
It's how to open a bottle of wine with a shoe.
Well, Daniel,
you're not curious at all.
Are you recording this? Guess what I'm letting people know? And that's what you talk about off the air.
I do. Rory was fascinated.
Everybody knows, Daniel.
Were you not fascinated?
Oh, my God. That's
a
cat is actually trying to talk through Rory.
What's he say?
What are you saying? Where?
Oh, where?
Where? Where? He's saying. He's saying where. He's saying where.
Where is what?
Maybe he's saying what. Oh, where what?
What?
I oddly under. Okay.
Where?
Where is? We're here. We're here. We're all here. We're all here. Mammy.
There's no Todd.
You're starting getting excited. I'm not really listening. I can't.
You listen.
He's freaking.
You gotta listen to him.
Where am I at?
I think he's drunk.
Now I'm more confused. No, this is a cat.
Drunk. I think he's drunk.
Oh, the cat's drunk. Okay. Where?
Where?
Where am I? He gets upset when I don't know what he's saying. It's freaking me out. I don't know what you're saying. Where? That calms him down. Where? Where am I at? Oh, that's where. Oh my God.
Why do I fight it? I thought that much longer because it's fun staying in the bit because then you know that you can perpetuate it that much longer. But at one point, I really was trying to figure out what he was saying. Like in the thing, I'm like, if I was trying. And then he started. Once he let too many words out, then you really—it's when you lost them. Like, where? Like, what if I was right? You would be like to say, "No, I was saying where." And then you go, I don't know what he's saying.
Where?
Oh, where?
Where?
All right, so there you go.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
one bottle.
Did you write
shoe.
This?
Can we see that? That's can we look that up really quick?
One
right
bottle.
I want to ask him a question real quick. Did you write this song?
What song?
I've been trying to find out who wrote this song. I love it. It's just funny. It's
you are a songwriter.
Are you asking everybody individually?
I'm asking you.
Assuming this, Rory, you have written and sold.
I've written
songs.
Some songs.
Go ahead, play it.
That I've are written. Popular. Yes.
Yeah.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the
Listen.
Creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings. And at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dress and she showed them her
cunt. And she always
oh, what?
No, when we did that with you can pause it. When we did that with Henry Phillips, he was like doing the guy that didn't know to leave in the he leaves in the dirty part. She walked down the street and she said, "What's your name?" I pulled down my pants and I showed her my cock. And I always well, no. You're seeming to be anyway. That did you write that song?
Mm-mm.
You sure?
Damn it.
That's okay, listen, because Jimmy Pardo thought the same thing, and ended up he was right. for this bit to go on.
Oh,
yes.
So get it, because Jimmy, you understand. All right, now, can I play a little more for you? Because mm-hmm. I'd like to. What I'd like to do sometimes. This point, there's a listener. I always think this way. There's some listener liked me, but this was the breaking point.
Yeah.
I can't. I love. This is him telling his coworkers. I can't. That song, I get it, that Todd plays it for all people, and I get that comedy, and I loved, but that song, I get the joke, and it's fucking wearing me thin every guest that comes on. It's the same thing. Did you write this song? I want to kill him.
Cause it's only our second week. Oh, no.
No, I've done this. Oh, I've done this a lot.
Oh.
But I still love it. Did you write this song? Play it.
So they would not spit.
Pause it. The boys start it from the beginning. I'm going to ask you again. Did you write this song? Play it.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock.
Yes.
You wrote it?
Yes.
Oh, why did you say
no,
so?
No. Let me play it again just to make sure you heard it.
I can't tell
play
if
it
you
again.
Like it or not.
I love it. Did you write this?
Yes.
I love it.
Well, then good. I said no because I thought you were going to make fun of it.
Are you kidding me? You know who makes fun of it? People that think they're hipper. Then I like this song because it's silly.
Yes.
And even though y'all get it, and even me, like, am I playing it ironically or am I playing it because I'm actually enjoying it? The truth? I enjoy it.
Yeah, I
think
I got
it's
married
funny.
To this
Thank
song.
Thank you.
I really, and
Thank
I,
you.
I, this is my wedding song.
Thank you.
It was my wedding song, too. I just said that.
Oh, I thought you were giving it that line to me. I forgot we're on the air or whatever you call this. Like, I have to demean that. Whatever this shit is, we talk in the microphones and record it and put it out on the CB. Did you write this song?
Yes.
You wrote this?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me? Remember, the bit is I'm trying to kill that listener. That just can't. No, turn this off. Did you write this? Did you write this?
There was an old
Shut it off. Did you write this?
Yeah.
Did you write this?
There was an old farmer.
Yes, that's I wrote that one.
You wrote that?
Yes.
Play this. Let me hear it again. Play it again. Stop and play it again. Stop and play it again.
I got to hear a little bit more of it.
Oh, you do? I'm sorry. Go play a little more. Okay, stop it. Does that sound familiar?
Let it go for a little bit.
Let me go for
see.
A little more.
Okay, now a little bit less than that. I need exactly 0.8 seconds.
All right, listen, here we're
moving How
on.
Many times can you deal with the first drum beat only? Just the first drum beat.
Did you write that?
Yes.
Did you write it?
Yes.
I wrote that.
I wrote it.
I wrote it.
I wrote it.
I wrote it.
Wait, I
wrote
it. Guys, you know, honestly, though, what? I wrote this part. I wrote that.
Yeah, he did.
That part I wrote.
No, he wrote
I remember.
Are they dead yet? They got to be dead.
Yeah, they're not into it. They're not.
Play it again.
Play
it again.
Ow!
They're coming to life. The guy's laying there coming to life.
He's come back around.
He's come
back
around. Okay, so and he goes, oh my God, that bit's... And then I keep... No, play it again. Play it again. Play it again. Okay. Bit's done. Can you get that ready? Now I'm doing it just... Wait a second. The last time you were here, Jordan was sitting over there. Bring that up a little bit, the volume. We just all do them. They're just fun to do.
Well, she was sitting over there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the main point to sort of take from all this is that she was drinking out of this glass.
Wait, this is freaking me out. What is Andrew doing walking around? Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Everybody, Andrew decided it would be a good idea. Oh, he doesn't have headsets. God damn it. Even in a bit, I won't throw him under the bus. Stop it. You're killing me. Come over here. So you're not.
I got a question. Is there any way that whatever's coming into the headphones could come out of the speakers?
Then it will feed back, I think.
Oh. Then it will feed back?
Feed back.
Feed back.
Wait a second, Rory. You said you got engaged.
I like this. What if the sound always comes in too early?
Oh, yeah.
Not right away, but always too early. The guy's like, well, I think I know something, because otherwise this cherry pie wouldn't actually be over on...
Oops. It's like the other thing we did with the radio guy.
He knows the full about.
That's funny, because her dress was black the night that... All right, so there's that. We're not going to do that one more time. Yes, we're going to. Hey, Matt. Hey, wait a second. I just realized something. Guess who didn't do the bit?
What? Daniel Kino, and he was supposed to do the bit, and they didn't do. Oh.
Guys, in my defense, I couldn't do the bit because I was so sick.
That was good. Yeah. So sick.
What if you just stop? Like, you realize it's a guy that travels with you, and then he stops.
Wait, I'm lost, but you know, I want to find out where you're at.
The guy that plays the song, like, he never knows when the mystery is
there,
because the detective, like, he just takes forever to, like, get to the end.
Oh,
so the guy just never knows when the thing to play.
Or is the guy being a dick trying to speed him up?
Maybe our main suspect is Jeremy, who's for... brother was at the scene with him because
he knows it'll speed it up.
Yeah.
I hear you.
All right.
It's fun. No,
I couldn't deliver on my own.
You know what? What I'm hearing.
Oh, he's not going
to. In fact, I want to go up on stage and let the whole restaurant know what I'm hearing.
On,
I'm
going to
go up
fun.
There right
private.
Now.
Excuse me.
I'm going to take the microphone. Hello, everybody. I know that we already heard from me today, but I wanted to make another announcement about who I love the most in my life. And that man is my husband. And it doesn't mean that I feel anything less for him just because five different types of semen DNA will be drenching my entire body while I'm in the woods camping with five strangers my husband and I have never met before. And I love him for that. And I love him. Hit your mic. Thank you so much. Did you hear my speech? I gave a speech for you.
Embarrassing.
What?
Because you don't realize that
everyone's having fun.
We have a weird relationship.
It's a close restaurant.
I know, but people don't look at it as warm, honey.
After my first speech, I went to the bathroom, and everybody said that was a really great
speech.
The
people are being nice. You know what they think at their table? I'm telling you the truth. They think, you hear what you're saying? Oh, I love my husband, even though I get guys fuck me, but I love him, and that doesn't represent...
Yeah.
But to the average person, they think, and I accept you because I knew when I married you.
Yeah.
But the average person thinks if you shouldn't.
What?
As dumb as she is, she's very open for advice. She doesn't know that it's wrong to say that I fuck every guy.
Yes.
All ears.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm soaking that in. This girl couldn't soak anything in if this is how dumb she is. Hey, everybody. Even though I fuck everybody in my apartment complex, I still sleep with my husband.
Honey, that's not a compliment.
Oh,
sit
no,
down.
No.
you know what? I might let guys fuck me up the ass on the internet to make money on the side so I can buy Coke and X.
Sit up, honey.
I love the man that has taken me out to the Red Lobster. Hello to the Red Lobster since we're
here. Oh, God, babe.
This guy. All
right. You know, it's like Jesus those, like, Christ. Sometimes you'll hear a porn star say, like, oh, I know, I will never kiss. That's, like, something I do with my husband.
I understand that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You think there, you think... That,
I think a lot of people would.
That safeguards you want to any take a sort poll? Of real intimacy.
You
want to
take a poll?
I'll do a poll right now.
You want to take a poll?
You know he'll do a, he'll take a poll? A porn star, but she won't kiss you.
That's good.
Daniel, that's good, bad. You know, here's
no,
the
it's
thing.
Good, bad,
here's the thing
you,
I want to say.
You didn't
say.
Do it in your act. You did it here. This is not as good
here's
as your
the thing
act.
I want to say. I thought that joke was good for a couple reasons, and that reason is mainly that.
Oh my God.
I tried to call that back. I don't think it worked. Edit were, that out. Edit no. that out and then put in something where I did
you
earlier.
Were. You were right to call it out. I just figured out the problem. It's not you. The guy's playing the riffs before we're done talking. And we keep pulling back. We don't pull back. This guy's a fucking idiot.
All right.
That still makes me laugh. That we're looking back through the year, folks.
Yeah.
That was a very fun bit we did. Hey, my grandmother passed away today. You know what? That's disrespectful. And you're going to get fired.
Well, technically, that is sad music.
That is sad
no,
music.
No, that's you lost a toaster music, not a grandmother.
You lost a toaster?
No, I'm saying the price is
relatable.
Right. That would be like, sorry, oh, you didn't win the toaster. It's the other one. But that's not, you know, you would never play that at a funeral. You would never have this. Like, if you went, ladies and gentlemen, Gary,
dearly beloved.
Jerry was a great, I'm trying to think of friends that nobody that I know is named. Okay, Bill was a good man. And loved by
the horn one. The other one, the really no, bassy one, more applicable saying, if he was in the Navy.
What was the
if
other
he
one?
Was like a?
Can I react to what you said though?
Yeah.
You said that that music. What did you say? Oh, Jesus, I hate this.
What?
That music was applicable if something was sad. You go, wah, sad. I'm proving that it isn't, or because you couldn't do it at a funeral. You couldn't go. You know, they lost their only mother they had. I don't know what people say. I haven't been to a lot of funerals lately.
But this is still the eulogy. You said all that. I haven't been to a lot of funerals.
I haven't been to a lot of funerals. I don't know what to say. People die. Quite frankly, I'm freaking out walking around here. But anyway, you know, you never know what to say to anybody. I feel like this is Colin Quinn all of a sudden, you know? I never know what to say. I go to a funeral. I walk around. I don't know who to look at, you know? I don't know. Like, does this person have a sense of humor? Like, do they joke about it like I do? Like, I'm sad, but also I don't know what the fuck, you know? Ever people come over, they're older. I don't know what to do, you know? I don't know. You know, hey, good to... Good to be around you when you're sad. You know? Good to not be good. Now, I don't know what to say. Now I'm Brian Reagan. Anyway, I don't know what to say.
Colin Quinn doing a eulogy. Just keep going.
You know, so anyway, but I'm sad, you know? I'm like everybody. I'm not one of those guys, oh, I never get sad. Of course I get sad, you know? But this is a sad day. I just, you know, I'm more uncomfortable. You know what I mean? You walk in. Oh, my God. Is it wrong to think I hope they have food? You know what I mean? I know it isn't, and they never have it. But why? Just because someone died, you can't eat? You know, it's a sign of disrespect.
You know what's great anyway, about your impressions is that like you're still, I know you're improvising, which is I think is just a testament to your comic genius.
Thank you. You know what? How about one of you other fucking idiots start? Move over. Let Daniel sit in the better seat. It's got a little more padding.
That's how you
in.
Get more airtime. You open with a compliment. Now I can tell a story.
Shut up, everyone. Let him talk.
Todd, shut Todd. His mic off.
Todd, I didn't know you still did stand up.
Why would you do that?
That's I really insulting. Didn't know that. I really didn't know that.
Todd, but you still.
No, it's funny. Oh, you know what's funny?
You
I thought you two were engaged because I saw Jordan at the mall giving hand jobs last night.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Let's use the sound effects.
Is that
it's
true?
All fun.
Is that fucking true? Giving hand jobs at the mall? Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, you're going to make a lot of money there.
Right.
You know, grow up. Know where the market is.
Oh,
it's not at the mall.
Oh, you're not mad at it for
oh,
doing that.
Oh, a 16-year-old's got cash? Bullshit. Get in a business park.
Yes, those guys will do anything.
How
for
come
a hand
there
job?
Aren't more prostitutes at business parks? Is it cool if
Thank
I just
you.
Try out some stuff?
I don't mind. You want to
hey,
go there?
Hey,
would you want to go?
Yeah. Is there a
sure? If you want to perform, okay. Can we do this first? Well, I'm going to let you perform, and then these Christmas carolers have been standing there so patiently.
It's so cold outside.
2, 3, 4.
Hey, everybody. Just got a couple things I've noticed recently. If you're a prostitute, how about stay outside a business park? You know, grow up. Get out of the. Start making money. guys have been great. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Well, I come up here and you know, give it up for the bar and the waitstaff. You know, you got a great show coming up. Your headliner tonight.
He just likes to talk.
Oh, wait, is somebody, who's that girl trying to grab the mic from him?
Whoa, God, who's that? Don't let that girl near the mic.
And I just want to say one thing to my husband. We decided for our anniversary to go out to the Comedy Club, and we got tickets, and we're just growing in the middle.
All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. The carolers are all here. All
right. I want to say that here's what just happened.
Oh, that's so nice.
Let me talk to you.
Yeah.
When you... Wait, can I really quick hold this for a second? But can I finish my compliment?
Well, I guess.
Joe, you still... When you do the impressions of these comics, you still manage to improv jokes, really funny, interesting...
Well, I was trying to do that. I thought
that they would do... I could see Colin Quinn doing a joke about food.
I'm going to get some food, you know?
Right?
I won't be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Anyway. Before we get the carolers here, and this is the nicest thing in the world, what are we looking at? God. This is going to be a little longer. We're all right.
We're up against a hard break.
You're all right?
Yeah, we're like an hour 20.
All right. Let's go a little. You got a little more in you, don't you? This is so much fun. Katie, once this podcast is done, I got nothing. When I go back to my house, I sit there, I'm very lonely. When these people are around, I'm happy. So, you know, of course I want to drag it out as long as I can. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, no. That's not true. I shouldn't make you feel poor. Katie's like, is it really that sad at his house? She's like, later, Daniel goes, Katie, Todd is very sad when he's around the house. Matter of fact, why don't I drive you by the house one day? And I will let you see what he's like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can see him sitting in the window. Meanwhile, you call me and say, Todd, I'm going to drive her by the house. Look really sad. That way she'll always feel bad to make you go home. So I hang in a hammock in front of the living room window, masturbating with a parakeet in my hands.
That sounds like... That is...
Oh, you goddamn motherfucker.
By the way, that doesn't sound sad at all. That sounds like an awesome afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, if you're jerking off with a parakeet.
How about Chris?
In a hammock.
How about Chris, that sound effect? That's good shit. So anyway, here's what happens. Okay, listen up. Here's what happens.
What happens?
I went through like a little, when you're high, the roller coaster. When you bare your soul, you're so silly. And then you think, oh my God, was I too silly? And that's when I get home and what I call what I have is a podcast hangover. And that's when I go into my house and I'm thinking, was I on my podcast tonight? Because you get it. And even me, as silly as I am, there's still a silliness I won't pass. But then when I'm high, I'll even go there and then I'll catch myself. I'll go, am I being too silly? So I have like that type of a hangover. And I just sort of had it just now because that was, oh my God, that was so fucking funny. Like the
a woman going up to the mic.
Todd, you want to hear some Christmas songs? Crying? Will that make you feel better?
It would actually.
Yeah.
Oh, let me interview these guys and get totally out of this character. Back to the bit. What is your name?
Eric.
How you doing, Eric?
Good.
You look like a fun chap.
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm
17. I thought younger, to be honest, but you look good. That's good. Don't worry about it. You don't want to look old. What's your name? Hey Tony, how you doing? You live in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Nice diction. Hey, I don't want people.
Don't make fun of him.
No, I don't want people to think I live in a shitty neighborhood. Oh. Seriously, get out of that bit and stop scratching your stomach. It's a radio; no one sees. It's fun for Rory over here. He'll probably jerk off to it. I throw you under the bus. What's your name? Oh, you said already, Tony. How you doing? What are you, about eight?
Seven.
You look big. You got like a muscular problem?
I'm a bigger kid.
All right, I don't know why I'm making everybody seven. It ruins the whole bit. You're all whatever age. What's your name?
Oh, look at you. Aren't you adorable?
Cute.
Oh, my God. You are just like a ball of fire.
How old are you, honey?
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't know how old she is.
Yeah. Nice.
Good God, you fucking psycho.
Well, look at what she's wearing.
Look what she's wearing. Who talks to a goddamn 4-year-old like that? Who talks to a 4-year-old like that? What were you thinking?
I wasn't.
You were trying to. Were you trying to be nice?
I thought she was older.
Fuck, but she's 4.
Rory.
She's fucking.
I swear to God, she bummed a cigarette off me downstairs.
Good. I mean, she shouldn't have that on for a 4-year-old, but she's obviously not over 7.
Rory's trying to snowplow me. I'm doing one of those things now where I break out of the character. Now I'm self-involved about breaking out of the character. But I think it's worth it because I would never have made that joke. Like, I have my... And then I say, how old are you? And I want her to say, like, 35. And Rory gives her this 4 sign, holds up a 4. Of course, they're engaged. She listens to him. Then makes me a pervert in a bit against my will. And then when I go, when he sees, right after he do it, he knows, oh, Todd's going to break character. He goes, no.
Yeah.
No. And he goes, you will not break character. You will be a pervert in this bit for another 30 minutes.
You will be a goddamn pervert.
All right, listen. I got so much... I don't know if you want to hear this or not, but it's a guy, and he's doing his routine. He's going to sing a song, and he's fake laughing at his own joke. Oh, the carolers. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, these kids got to get home.
I am so sorry. You seem like the nicest bunch of kids. Well, let's sing a song. You guys got a boombox with you?
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, that one's in charge.
Now, how old are you again? You said, okay.
I'm fun.
All right.
I think he's hitting
the leader.
Oh, they do have a boombox.
Yeah.
Man, watch out. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. It's easier when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake.
Who knows when you're mad. So we're looking for goodness sake.
That was unbelievable. Oh, a little long at the end there. I thought there was more words.
That was great.
You guys want to do another one?
You guys are really great.
I felt festive doing that.
Yeah.
Now, who's the who owns the cat?
It's Tony.
I love to make people answer questions. Is that the how does the cat talk? Does your cat talk?
No, it just meows.
No, it sounds like. He's talking a little. Am I the only one? Like, he meows like he's trying to talk. It seems like.
Is there something stuck in his throat?
No. That cat's trying to talk. That cat, look at him reacting to me. He hears what I'm saying. Are you trying to communicate? Of course he is. He said, yes.
How many fingers am I holding up? Okay, well, that's like 3. Three. That's three. Well, he said 3. Yes.
All right. Listen, let's do another song. I love it. No, I don't want to do this one. They're not going to be able to do this. But I like it, Chris. I like that you thought of it. You got to be gentle around here. I like the idea of not doing it. Instead of saying, don't play it, say, don't play it. Don't not play it. I want you to not play it. That way it sounds like I'm doing positive. I knew what I was trying to say.
You guys going around the whole neighborhood?
You guys going around the whole neighborhood?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. What do people usually have to tip? Todd, this is technically your place, so.
No, I'll take care of you guys.
You usually get tipped? Yes,
usually. You guys, you know what? How's $25 sound? Is that going to help you guys out?
Wow.
Each $25
each.
That's so generous.
Come on, guys, shut up.
Wow.
Oh, God, that's so nice.
I actually meant not.
25 each. Oh, yeah. You guys are high rollers. 25.
No, I didn't say. I didn't say.
25.
Rory, stop it.
I think it's awesome.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
All right.
Per song.
$50. Wow, per song, Todd. You're a
guys,
saint.
Fuck you both.
You're a saint.
You know what?
$29 each.
Oh, shut up.
Oh,
no,
awesome.
Don't agree with him. That kid's a greedy fucking asshole.
Todd, you better get some more songs, man. You're running out of money here. You got to get some more songs.
Why don't we sing this? Thanks a lot. Thank you. All right, thank you. All right, turn it off so the cattle stop. This is freaking me out.
Is your cat all right?
He's trying to sing a song. He's trying to sing a Sesame Street song. I'm not even joking around. Am I crazy or did I hear that? He's trying to sing that Sesame Street song.
No, that's on.
That's great. Oh my God, he's definitely singing the song.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks for stopping by.
All right.
We're done. Bye. Thanks, guys. Were great.
Guys. Thank you so much.
Rory?
Todd.
Do something with this. This is me. I'm the podcast. I do it what's his name?
Byron Allen.
Yeah. Do something with this. Thank you, guys. That was great. Maybe he needs reverb.
Hey, coming through the neighborhood, kids. You're probably wondering if winter's a bad time to be selling ice cream. Not if you got a new kind of ice cream. We got warm ice cream, kids. Have a reverse milkshake. I got vanilla and chocolates and strawberries, and we just melt it down. Just step right up to the truck. We also have on the side, you can throw a baseball and try to knock old Clown Katie into the water. If you hit the bullseye, she falls in and she loves it. You get that free if you just buy one reverse milkshake. We've sold two and no one has dunked Katie yet. And on the other side, we got fast-talking Pete. He won't shut up. He just talks and talks. And you pay him $1, and he just talks to you. And he's one of the best. Oh, we got a buyer here.
I'd like to
hello.
$1 for fast.
ass talking Pete.
All right, you got to buy an ice cream first. What kind of ice
cream
you want?
I'm not. I don't want ice cream.
You
want
to talk to Pete? You got to get an ice cream.
What's the cheapest ice cream you have?
All right, we have 65 different prices for small.
You know what? Can I just order? Can I?
Yes.
All right, the cheapest one.
All right, the cheapest one is 2 pennies. It's 1/2 of a bite of mint.
Why would he make it that easy?
You want it or not? You want it or not?
Of course I do.
All right. You have a spoon?
No.
Then you're going to have to use one of mine. That's another dollar.
Another dollar?
It'll be a dollar,
you,
too.
You made it sound like the first one was a dollar to trick me.
It's a
That'll
dollar,
That'll just be
two.
Another dollar. I'd never even spend a dollar. It was 2 cents for the ice cream and a dollar for the spoon.
Fast talking Tony's going to call it a night here in a second.
Here's $5.
All right. $5. Now, because I got to give
you... Is he really fast talking?
Now, because I got to give you change, that's $4 more. So you owe me 2 more pennies.
Wait,
it's $5.02.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm confused.
No,
right
if
now.
I got to make change for you, there's a $4 fee for making change.
All right, you know what? I don't want to argue. I just want to talk to Fast Talking
Then
Tony.
Just give me 2 pennies and we'll be on our way. Looks
okay,
like
here you go. There's a dollar. Forget about it. I'm happy. I want to talk to Fast Talking
I've now
Tony.
Got $6, but you only owe me $5.02.
Okay,
but I
got to
charge you $4 for making change.
Here you go.
98 cents, add $4. To that, now you owe me $10.02.
Here's how much I want to see Fast Talking Tony. I'm not out to argue. Here's $20. I see him? May I see him?
$20. There's a $4 fee for change.
There's
I will
five
make
more.
Change.
Five
there's
more.
Five
there
more.
Go.
So okay. Now it's what,
there you
the 30.
Go.
$7.06. You owe.
Here's $100.
All right, $100. There's a $4 fee for every half dollar.
There's a $50 bill.
There's
over
a, and there's a $50 bill with
okay, the there you go. I gave you $150. Can I speak to Fast Talking Tony?
You want to talk to Fat? Let me just get you change. I cannot break a 50.
Did you just say Fat Tony? Because you said Fast Talking
What's
before.
That?
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, okay.
You just said you want to talk to Fat Tony.
Hold on. I didn't hear you correct. Let me just turn the speaker down here. Let me just turn the music down. Sorry.
Yeah, you said Fast Talking
okay,
Tony.
Okay, anytime I have to go and turn the music down, it's a $30 surcharge.
I didn't
because
ask
usually
you to turn
that brings in customers, so I need to make that money
then.
Back.
Turn it back up. I'm not
all right,
spending.
If I turn around, it's a $2 fee.
Hey, guy, are you going to eat ice cream or not?
Yeah, you really
melting.
Need to hurry up.
Who's
you really
this
need to hurry
idiot?
Up. What?
I'm lost. I'm trying to get some ice
That's
cream.
Katie. That's Katie from the dunk tank.
Why
She's hungry. Katie's hungry.
All right, here's what. How much do you want to see Fast? Is it Fast Talking Tony or Fat Tony?
Which one do you want? We have two different versions.
Oh, everything gets more complicated.
We
with
have
you.
Fat Tony, who's just fat, but then we have Fast Talking Tony, who's normal size, but then we have a fat Fast Talking Tony.
I want the best you got.
Oh, well, I would say the fat Fast Talking Tony.
Okay, here. What do I have to give you so you don't talk after I give you
$25?
There you go.
All right, now this is. You ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. Let me go get fat, fast talking Tony.
Okay.
All right.
What do you mean get him? You're in a car. Your truck. Where is he in the back?
Yeah. Let me just go get him.
He's in the back of the truck?
Yeah, he's in the back of the truck.
You're going to come back.
Well, do you want me to come back?
Yes, I want to see fast talking. What do you mean?
That's not
want?
How it works. You got to jump in here. Get in here. Climb
I'm
in through the window.
I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm a little
Get in here. Get in the window, and I'll take you downstairs. We're just over a sewer. So you just go down this ladder into the sewer.
All right, look, how do I know you're not crazy?
I'll give you $3 if you give me $3 if you have a question.
I'm going to pay you? Oh, I'm just coming in.
All right, get on in here. Watch out for my... Oh, you broke one of my trinkets.
How much is it?
It's $37.
So, all right, I'll pay right. for it. I want to see Fast Talking Tony.
All right, here we go. Now, every rung
we're
of the ladder
down
here.
Into the sewer?
Yeah, we're going into the sewer now. So
Hello?
Just be careful. You're going to be fine.
I can't see.
You're fine.
Okay, I want to see Fast Talking Tony, and I want to get out of the sewer. It stinks down here.
Okay, if you need a light, that's a surcharge. It's a $5 surcharge for me to
hey,
use
Hey, listen, buddy. I don't think you understand. I'm in a sewer.
Okay.
I want to see Fast Talking Tony.
Okay.
Whatever it fucking costs. I'm a rich man.
Good.
I'll write you a check. I'm reliable. Whatever it is to see him, don't tell me there's another price. I'm in the fucking sewer. I want to see Fat Talking Fast Tony.
Okay, here's the thing.
I think you're trying to scam me.
No, it's dark down here. Let me go up and grab the flashlight.
All right, but
and
you
as
better...
soon as I'll go up and grab the flashlight. I'll be right back. You wait here, and I'm just going to go up and just let me just slide the lid back over here. I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab the flashlight. I'm going to go grab the flashlight.
I'm waiting down here. You promise you're coming back?
I'll be right back. Okay,
right.
The lid is over it. Okay. Let me just get the music up here. There we go. Hey, kids, step right up. I got all kinds of milkshakes. I got reverse milkshakes. It's warm out.
Hello?
So you want to shut up down there. Anybody, if you want to dunk Katie in the dunk tank, you step right up and throw a baseball. We got Fast Talking Tony. He's on the front of the truck today. He's working the front of the truck. So we got vanilla. We got chocolate. We got strawberry. We got reverse milkshakes. Hot milkshakes. Everybody's happy. We're having fun today.
Hey.
No. Would you like an ice cream?
Hey, yeah, I would like an ice cream.
What kind of ice cream would you like?
Well, what are my options?
Well, we have vanilla, we have chocolate, we have strawberry, we have combinations of those three.
Okay, what's the cheapest ice cream you guys have?
Well, we have 65
That's
different
the bailouts, everybody. We're the bailouts. We're bail. By the way, here's how we're wrapping up this week. I want to thank everybody this Christmas. Hey, let me tell you something. This is a good world we live in. It's a Christmas episode. I want to end on a positive note. This is a good. You know, people go. I thought about this the other day. You know, it's easy to all the people that complain, but then people write nice things.
Yeah.
So never buy it as where this world is not a good place or it's better than it used to be. Remember, that's my plight in life. Things are better now. Things are better now.
Yeah.
Things are good. There's nice people. You know what? Usually, if you're nice, you'll meet other nice people. I'm not saying I don't meet some assholes. Like before the show, the person who was trying to get into the dealership. And then I tried to ask him to leave. Oh, my God. They wouldn't. Anyway, it's a long story, but they
just
weren't very
nice. Just be
nice. But
does it matter?
You know.
None of this is
right?
Real.
You like. People are nice. You know, this is the most important thing.
Rory has one of those. Yeah, I didn't tell you.
Is he doing this on purpose?
No, he's got one of those conditions where you snore while you're conscious.
Is he up?
No. He's not aware he's doing it. Like, if you ask him what he's doing, he won't tell you.
Rory.
What?
You're snoring.
What?
Oh, come on.
What?
He can't stop and you're snoring.
No, it's like
whenever you're
walking, he doesn't
I'm
know he's
snoring
doing
right
it.
Now.
Oh, guess what? I have that same problem.
What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. What am I doing? Oh, I don't know. I'm not.
Are
I have
you
a
snoring?
Disease. No, I don't know what I'm doing.
I see. You're making fun of my disease.
How do you know I'm making fun of you?
Why you did it.
Why would you think I don't have it too?
When he gets nervous, he just happens more.
Oh my God, I'm nervous. Are you mocking me?
That's a good place we've gotten ourselves into.
Yeah, this is a good bit we're doing.
This is a legitimate.
I like that Rory is.
This
okay
is a legitimate impression of pigs actually hosting the podcast, just for 30 seconds.
That's the pig saying 1987. It's a pig. That's the pig, and he's still mad at 1987.
Pig is very articulate.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Are you doing
Merry
anything
Christmas.
For Christmas, Rory?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You
I'm going to my hometown.
Where's that?
In Greenville, South Carolina.
Well, have fun.
Gross.
You enjoy
so much fun.
Thank you. You enjoy seeing your family?
Yeah, I do.
How about Scott? What are you doing this Christmas? I like Flagstaff. My friend. What?
It's funny, you left out Phoenix.
Well, I like Phoenix, too. I actually
you
do like
out
Phoenix.
My hometown. Greenville.
Oh, sure. I love Greenville. Forget it. You think I got to fucking mention it?
South Carolina. That's great.
That's
Stephen Colbert. Are you from the same town
Blake?
As Stephen Colbert?
Oh, please.
No.
So nosy. Are you, though?
Can you get me on the show?
Maybe get him. Come on. I have a little class. Can you do a voiceover for us? And Blake, you're going home to visit your family in Philadelphia. Oh, Jesus Christ. You're always trying to get a plug. Katie, where are you going?
San Francisco.
Look at you. All the way out there. Is that where your family's from?
Yeah.
Who do you get to see? Your mom and dad?
Yeah, my sister.
Do they make like a big dinner and stuff?
No.
What do you do? Hey, everybody does different stuff.
We make latkes sometimes. And we'll make latkes.
Oh, that's right, because you're Jewish. So it's not. Okay.
No, I'm not offended.
Yeah, yeah. I'm half Jewish, too. Shh.
Oh, you're Todd,
anyway,
you're Jewish?
Yeah, but we're gonna,
is there a Jewish version of that?
That's a Jewish version. I'll be the Jewish version. Say something Jew.
Well, you know, it turns
not
out.
Not stereotypical that. Jewish, like, oh, are these bagels on sale?
Yeah.
So not that.
Okay.
Yeah, you could do that too. I think you should do it over top now that I think
Wait,
about
can,
it.
Can I go? Can I meet you?
You sound like a moron trying to break in.
right, yeah.
Obviously, you can't.
Can't wait to go now.
Obviously, you can't because you're like this. Can I get a word in edgewise? What if a guy that said that, he stuttered? Could I get a word in edgewise? No, you can't. What are you blaming us for? You're the one that has the problem. We give you time, but you don't say it.
Is that what you would do?
Would anybody let me talk? Yeah, we try. But you have I'm not even being disrespectful. I have dyslexia. I own it. You have a problem, and you don't, okay, I'm done. Okay, so you wanted to ask the
Jewish version.
Ay, ay, ay. So now you do it.
Okay. Hey, I just have a quick question for you. Do you know are these bagels on sale? Do you know if they're on sale?
Ay, ay, ay.
I wanted you to say no, they're not.
No, they're not. I forget the bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen. So
no, let's do it. Let's get it right. Let's get this right. Yeah, hey, are these bagels for sale?
Ay, ay, ay.
Damn it.
Oh no, I forgot.
No, you go. No, they're not for sale. Okay. And then it's like,
okay,
down.
Oh, I'll be the worst person in a play. I've been directed to say. I've been directed to say no, and they told me 13 times.
Okay, now you know.
I understand.
Okay,
I keep
saying, he comes out.
Say no.
Are these bagels for sale?
No, get it.
Do you want to run it?
I get it. We did it the other way. Now you just want me to say no. It's comedic because everyone thinks I'm going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, I get it. I just wasn't thinking.
Are you ready?
Oh, of course I'm ready.
How's that light?
I've been an actor.
Is the light good?
The lighting is wonderful, and I know I'm just doing a little extra part here, but I'm a trained theater actor. That's probably why I'm messing up.
Well,
these other idiots don't know good theater, so they don't know how to do it wrong. You can't do it right if you never did it wrong. They've never done it enough to do it wrong.
Okay, so here we go.
She's trying to run it. She's fucking up because she's better.
Yeah.
So of course I know how to do it. You just want me to say no. I'm the audience is going to hear bump, but I say no.
Yes.
Let's stop this already.
You're good. You're good to go. Here we go.
You're
being
foolish.
And,
I made a mistake.
And
I'm a professional.
Here we go. And let's see the scene. Enter stage right. Hey, excuse me. Are these bagels actually for sale?
Ay, ay, ay.
No!
You don't got to yell. I understand what you wanted. I was supposed to say no. I got scared in the last second. That's what good actors do. I'm in the moment. I'm thinking. I got nervous because I responded to you as if I was. You shook me when I heard your voice.
Okay.
Oh, all right, guys. 80. We're losing daylight.
I'm 80.
We've got to get.
Here's when she
now.
Drops a bomb on everyone, and they have to act extra nice. You ready? Oh, for the and she's not lying. They go and they check her record to see if it's true. Yep. I'm 103. Oh my God! Now we can't yell at her at all. She's 103. She hits a man. Oh, of course I understand. You know, I drove here today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fine. You want me to say no? Okay, do it.
All right. And let's start the scene. Enter from the right.
I worked with Steven Spielberg.
Okay. We're going to start the scene. And from the right, here he comes. And here we go. Hey, excuse me. Are these bagels for sale?
I don't work here. My husband's rich. Why would I work at a bagel shop? Does it look like I'm dressed? Does it look like I'm dressed to work at a bagel shop?
Okay.
I have a $10,000 dress on.
Okay.
You think I work at a bagel shop? I'm here today. I'm an extra in this movie. What bagel shop are you even talking about?
You're in a scene right now. You don't
I
even
know
that.
I got nervous. I started to think like he thought I worked in a bagel shop, and I thought he was offending me. But I get it. I'm in a scene. He's not talking to me. He's talking to the character that I'm playing.
Can we please
foolish.
Get it this time?
I'm 103. Do you know that I watched Kennedy get shot? I was there. I remember being
know that because we actually did go back and look at your background.
I was 48 then.
Yeah.
I was too old to get a job then.
I was too old. Hey, wait, I was too old to get a job then. What does that mean?
Like an actress who's been trying to get a job for so long. She was too old even when Kennedy got shot.
All right, so I think
what we're going to take away from that is Kennedy got shot.
I think that's what I want people to remember during the holiday season.
Yeah.
Listen up. Hello, this is one of the Kennedys. I randomly call in the show.
It's actually oddly not bad, right, dude?
America, we cannot sit around. We need to understand that we can have differences and still come together and do what is right for mankind.
More like a Bobby Kennedy.
You must put aside your petty differences.
After he got shot.
And make good for being a human being. People,
that's so bad.
We are in most of our world problems right now. That we could be out of if people would put aside their selfish differences and have the one common goal to.
Are you
going to
be in that stall all day?
Bullshit.
Are you going to be in that stall all day? Some of us want to take a shit. What are you practicing a speech? You sound like a dumbass.
Shut up, you moron.
You sound like a dumb.
There's stalls out there. I'm having some fun in here.
I want to shit in that one.
All right. Yeah, there's 20. Are you shitting me?
No, I want to shit on
myself,
you.
I get away from my wife and I act like a Kennedy.
That's
now
Teddy.
Now get the fuck out of here and stop knocking on the door like an idiot.
You get the fuck out of there.
You get the fuck
out. You
here.
Get out of there.
Come on in.
You get out.
No.
You get out.
I'll come out when I hear you go into one of those other stalls and shut the door and let me have some fun in here. I've been married for 38 years, and this is the only fun I have. I come to the state fair, and I lock myself in a bathroom stall, and I like the echo, and I act like I'm a Kennedy. And you rob me from that? Who are you? Why are you so great that you can't have sympathy? I'm 58 years old in a bathroom stall. It's the only fun I have. And this is what you do to me? You could easily go into any other store and take a shit. But you're a vicious man with no love and no caring. I was born 3 months early. And I have not gotten the right oxygen to my brain. But I'm aware of it. I'm smart enough to know that I'm fucking out of my goddamn mind.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Go the fuck away and start letting people breathe. I would surmise that you're a grumpy old man and you've been mean to everybody in your life. If you wouldn't let a man be in a bathroom stall and just have a moment to himself, you were knocking on the door angry when you damn well knew that there were 17 other stalls you could have gone to.
Can I just say something?
I would imagine you're not showing my wife or or anybody in your life the respect they deserve.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
One, I apologize.
Well, are you big enough to apologize? I got to change my tone a little, but you got me going.
Two, my daughter was kidnapped a week ago, and in the ransom letter, they told me
up. Don't try to turn it, you motherfucker.
This stall is the drop point.
My mother died.
This stall is the drop point. My daughter was kidnapped.
Oh, no, no.
My daughter was kidnapped. This is the drop point.
Oh, hey,
if
man.
You let me in there, I can get my daughter
now,
back.
Now.
Oh.
Your daughter died. Boo-hoo.
How do you know that? Are you the guy? Are you the fucking guy?
Oh, boo-hoo. We've all had people die in our lives. You're still an angry man.
You just go into stalls and you fucking sit in there and you make speeches?
What is your problem? Seriously, listen to the background music and have a moment here. I'm trying to help you. When's the last time you told your wife you loved her? When's the last time you told your friends you're this angry at me? Do you understand what I'm saying? I can only imagine that you've been miserable in your life. Now I'm in a bathroom stall. To be honest, I don't have pants on.
Can I say something?
And I'm masturbating while giving you this advice, and I never felt so alive.
Can I say something?
What?
The last time I told my wife I loved her was before, during, and after we found out our daughter had been kidnapped. I said I love you right before I came here.
Oh, shut up. You and your daughter. Your wife's dead. Your daughter's been kidnapped. Sounds like you should watch them better. Not come to a goddamn bathroom store. I don't know where the fuck this is going. But I was liking it.
It was great. I loved it.
All right.
Here's what happened. The guy went to the bathroom. You're a grumpy old man.
My daughter was kidnapped.
Yeah, but he didn't care because he was right.
Yeah.
You were trying to use some sad things that happened in your life for surfing as an asshole, and he was saying it doesn't matter. Hey, by the way, if that's the wrap-up of this show, I'm happy with it because there's a little truth to it. Everybody's had bad things happen to him. Whenever anybody ever says, I'm being sort of serious, when something happens and someone's negative, people always go, oh, you never know, they might have lost their child that day. No, those are the people that are nice, that appreciate life. You're usually just miserable fucks. You know those people that are just like miserable.
Yeah, if you lost your child and then you,
I don't know,
you,
is this
and then
really?
You went out to dinner and was rude to a waitress, you're
yes!
still kind of a bitch.
Thank you.
Why did you go to a restaurant? First of all, you lost your child. You went out to eat.
Yeah, but so when it's
I love that this is how you want to wrap up the Christmas
mind.
Episode.
I don't mind.
And your people are shitheads to each other.
Be
Merry
nice.
Christmas.
There's going to be no Christmas next year.
Anyway, we found out Kevin died. So later that night, Bill and I are at dinner.
And I thought I had a right to act like a cunt. Well, excuse me. Apparently at this restaurant, even if your child dies, they want you to be nice to them. Hey, my dad died. I would have never thought, let's go out to a restaurant
gross.
And be a dick.
wait, your dad died?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Your dad died?
Oh, war. That's distasteful.
Oh, that wasn't me. I didn't do that.
No, my dad has really passed, so it's not funny.
Oh, okay. I see.
Well, everybody, I think there was a lesson to be learned. Now, you were shocked that we'd take it that way.
Yeah.
But it's saying, go be nice. You know, don't let, you know, everybody has a, when someone's really nice to you on a flight attendant, let's say a flight attendant, she's just got a good energy. She's walking up and down the aisle. Hey, a flight attendant with a good energy puts up with the same bullshit that the mean flight attendants put up with.
Yeah.
But she manages, which who's saying? It is hard. I get it. It's hard. People can be fucking horrible. But if that human being has the ability to go, I'm still going to be nice, even though there's a lot of assholes, I'm still going to be a nice person. Well, so can that other fucking bitch walking up and down that flight being given that energy. I never realized how important their energy was of a flight attendant till I get off a flight. It's about 50-50 now. And these three flight attendants were so good. And the energy of the flight was so much better and more peaceful. It was so, and I thought, what an empowering thing to be able to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't the only one that realized it. Everybody on that flight, because I haven't talked about it with the person next to me, I go, you notice the energy that they had? Like, just being overly positive when they gave us our coffee or something. They were friendly. It just calmed everybody.
Yeah, I noticed the energy. What about it? I fucking noticed it. I noticed the energy. They're great. Who gives a fuck?
Put that energy on my dick.
This is the way you two want to wrap up the Christmas show?
Yeah, we look. We both saw the flight attendant. She's
I noticed
hot.
The
we
energy sticking out of her shirt.
I like their energy.
I know it might seem weird the way I was wrapping it up, but I did try to do it positively. I was saying go out there and even if you, and you're going to wrap it up like this?
Yeah. Yeah, I am going to wrap it up like this, you little piece of shit.
Rory, I thought you had much more levels than this.
Yeah.
And
this
you
is
agreeing?
Hey, man.
All right, well, everybody go around and say, hey, man.
Okay. Hey, man. All right, hey, man.
Is that how you audition for a bad commercial? Hey, you're like Fonzie Light. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
All right, everybody go around and say goodbye, say Merry Christmas, and that's the show. Thank you very much. I had a good time tonight. It was. I'm going to have definitely podcast hangover at about, I usually wake up at 7 in the morning and have podcast hangover. That's like, oh, what did we do last night? Rory was doing the cat bit, but let me tell you something, and this will make me feel better. If we're going to get silly, some people might be going, Todd, don't worry, it was fine. But if there were moments where we lost you or we just got crazy, if we're gonna let our guards down doing this, that's sometimes what happens. I'm willing to take that because I had a lot of fun tonight. Say goodbye, Daniel.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas. Whatever you want to say.
Have great holidays. Appreciate what you have. I mean this, no jokes. Appreciate what you have. This is a great time to just reflect, figure out how you can make your life and everyone else's life better next year.
Yeah.
And it's all about you. Take care of it.
Yeah. It's like what Dimitri's grandmother said. She said, good people want good things to happen, and bad people want bad things to happen. That's how simple it is.
Yeah.
Rory, what would you like to say as parting words on this Christmas episode when there's Christmas music lightly in the background?
I would just like to...
You guys, Christmas music? I didn't get any Christmas music.
I'll say it again.
No, I feel like now I'm talking and there's Christmas.
No, do it again.
I got it.
Okay, all Rory?
Right. No, you go.
Rory, all we got to wrap it up.
All right, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and I want to echo what Daniel was saying. Like, really appreciate what you have, and don't go into this whole holiday season or New Year's thinking about, you know, what is Occupy Wall Street really about, and, you know, what are people going through, and who has what and who doesn't. And it's not what the world's about, and I don't even think about the Illuminati on a regular basis and the idea that maybe this country was founded by Freemasons. And, of course, there's secret societies out there. You'd be foolish to think that there isn't. And that kind of stuff can really put you in your place and remind you that, you know, it's time for a good holiday. And you know what? All those commercials you see about kids that are hungry in other countries, how do you know those are real? You can't find that.
Are you mocking me?
You know what I mean?
Are you mocking me?
Those are real.
I know what you're doing. You're mocking me. You're trying to be sentimental, but you're more morbid than you're sentimental.
What?
You're mocking what I was doing.
What?
Okay, keep doing it then.
I'm being sentimental.
Okay, go ahead.
You let Daniel say his thing.
You're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. And, you know, we all know that now that Kim Jong-il's gone, there could be a total collapse of North Korea, and who knows how involved the U.S. is going to want to be and for what reasons.
How's that positive?
I'm talking about people enjoying each other's company. How is that not translating?
He was a dictator.
I wish we could ride out of here with the carolers. If there's any way they came back, that's the way I'd like to ride out. Not this is just... Oh, my God. Here they come.
Oh, wow.
Katie, do you have anybody you want to say Merry Christmas to in your
now,
show?
Did you make them?
No, Katie's so mad down. We're going so over, and she's right. She's got 15 other podcasts, but she does have people she wants to say hi to, but she doesn't want to say it right now. So the people that know Katie, when they're listening to the podcast now, she declined to give a shout-out to you, and I don't know how much she loves you. I'm definitely.
And do you have anything you want to say?
No, Merry Christmas. I said the way I feel. Chris? Your parents in Arizona? Okay, say hi to your parents when you go to Arizona. The guy that doesn't listen.
You guys know us all.
He's like, no, Todd. Well, Chris, thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. This has been fun doing this thing. I know it went long tonight, but it's our Christmas show. And this was fun. Have a good Christmas. I know people are sitting around. It's Christmas. The snow's outside. Maybe it's not. Oh, the Christmas carol. So this is a good way to end the show. Thanks a lot, guys. I love that they bring a boombox. It is just great.
It's cute. Oh, they just start in the middle.
Oh, they start in the middle?
That's their claim to fame.
These guys suck.
They're not that bad.
No, they suck.
The most famous reindeer of all of the other
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays, and bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.